Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 161. I'm starting this fucking show because if I don't, my co-host will never let me. So, my name is Chris Furcio. I am here with Travis Baum.
Hey.
Jeff Chorney.
What up?
And Jason A. Stryker is with us today.
Oh my God, I made it to a podcast.
He feels better after last week's little... You feeling better?
Good
dude?
Shit.
Last week, yeah, I was kind of laid up on the couch. There was talk of hospitals. It didn't happen, though.
Well, that's good. Well, how are you doing outside of that now?
Pretty good, I think. Yeah. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. How are you, Travis?
I'm okay. Is it my turn to talk? Or are you?
I'm just lobbing balls out here.
I think we just messed up.
I'm just like, get the fuck away from me. I don't want to talk about myself.
Well, today we are doing a game of the year, which is a very important episode.
I'm good, by the way, guys. Thanks for asking.
We're going to get to you, Jeff, because we're gonna actually go around again, so it's fine. That didn't really count. What we're going to do is we're going to start out with distractions, and then, after distractions, we have an argument to settle.
Do we?
Yeah, we gotta narrow this game of the year just down to five.
Oh,
yeah, it's gonna be
God,
tough,
man.
So that might be an hour or two discussion right there. But
it'll
we'll see
be
what
fun.
Happens. After the break,
it'll
we're gonna come
civil,
back
though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, how many?
Well, you're on the show, so
point.
Probably not.
Quite a few, actually.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, we're drinking. It's not gonna be.
Yeah,
that
never causes a problem. After the break, we're gonna come back. We're gonna do listener's choice, and then we're gonna do our game of the year for each of the categories that we've got. So. Let's jump into it, Travis.
Hey,
for real, how you doing?
For reals,
for reals.
I'm doing great. Real life wise, I'm still on the job hunt. I probably shouldn't say that in public because who knows who's listening. But I don't care. Whatever. Yeah, I gotta get a. I gotta break these burger chains that bind me. Right. Now.
How does that work? So your dad,
the onion rings, so to speak.
Your dad owns the franchise, right? Is that how it
no,
works?
No, he doesn't own a franchise. He's kind of like head up. Like, I don't know if there is an elder council of our franchise, he's a part of it, but he doesn't own it. He doesn't.
He's part of the council.
Elder burger.
It's weird. Anyway, no, but that's good. But we're here. We're all live. We're at Jason's house, having a good time.
Yeah.
Having a couple of drinks. We had some audio snafus, but I think it all worked out well. I'm a little unnerved though, like, cause usually I do my pre-podcast jerk and I'm not at my house right now. So it was really, really awkward.
So we're
cleaning
doing
up
like
after him.
Cleaning,
in Jason's bathroom. It was really
Lisa
really
was
weird.
Horrified. It was really bad.
I'll lock the door next time. I do apologize about that. Just do this habit. Old habits die hard, I guess. But no, realistically, it's great.
Cool.
Been looking forward to this for a while. So yeah.
Jason,
yo.
What is up, brother?
Not a whole lot. Work's still going really good.
I hear you got this like half day thing going every other Friday. You know how jealous I am of your fucking job.
We have two offices, one in Atlanta, one in Boston, and then we just rotate half day Fridays. And we had a yearly kickoff meeting just earlier this week, and brought in some scotch and champagne.
and they told you they're making room for me. Is that right?
I'm pushing hard, man.
Oh, man.
I'm trying real, real hard. But yeah, job's pretty good. It's real slow right now, so I'm a little bored. But it'll start picking up real quick.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, good stuff.
Jeffrey, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I'm great, Chris. How you doing?
Nothing
to talk about, man.
All right, well, I do have one thing to talk about, and I kind of tweeted about it. Is this
going to be another depressing Chris?
No, it's going to be a made my day moment right here.
Oh, okay, cool.
So being as I work for the majority of the time that Liam is awake, I don't get to see a lot of his firsts, you know.
Last saw his night, first, fuck you.
Fuck you, that's right. He learned that from his godfather.
when do I get to babysit again?
last night I got to have
Street Fighter.
a first time moment, and we were in the playroom, and he was starting to get a little fussy, and he just turned around and crawled to me.
Oh,
so
nice! I got the first crawl.
Oh,
good stuff.
Crystal was actually kind of upset about that, but
yeah,
I ended up getting the first crawl. So that pretty much made my day. So
she gets to breastfeed and stuff.
I know, really. It's like I don't get to put them on my boob.
Yeah, first suckling. Like, who, she got that?
But you know that, and then you know today that's was awesome. A pretty good day at work. So you know it's been pretty good for the past couple of days. And now we're sitting here, you know, talking. We're about to talk about some games. So
clinky.
See, it's the
cheers.
Let's do that.
Cheers.
I wish Jeff was
Can
here.
Can we get a good clink?
Oh yeah,
it was good enough, I guess.
Well, real quick, Indus Bar. What are we drinking, guys?
Well, right now, Travis, you and I are both drinking this.
Yeah, read it off.
Avalon. Cabernet that you brought.
Sauvignon.
Yeah, we're going to down that in the next, like, half hour and then probably be hitting the Sailor and Coke, which I think is what... Is that what you're drinking, Jason?
Yeah, this is round two, actually.
Round two?
Yeah, round one was Hornsby's...
Sitter. The Sitter.
Yeah, the Sitter.
Amber
Sitter. And, now on to the Sailor Jerry.
What you got, Mr. Chorney?
I got... right now I'm doing the white wine. Nice Chardonnay.
Okay.
And also going with some Stella. Because I got
to go back. Ooh, a good chaser.
Does that mix well?
It's a good right. Canadian
Not
chaser.
Not at all.
I'll try that.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
But it does the job.
Cool. Well, let's talk about some games, guys.
Games.
Yeah.
Jason, what have you played this week? What is distracting you? Dude. I haven't been saying it right lately. What is distracting you from real life this week?
A lot of games, actually. And I was trying so hard.
For the first time in a year, Jason has played something other than...
So hard to remember everything that I've played, especially since like the last crunch. Time I was on here.
Yeah.
So, first up, Red Dead Redemption.
Ooh,
nice. What do you think?
I love it actually.
Nice.
And
nice.
This is in stark contrast to how I felt about it prior. You know,
yeah.
Because I got it. I don't know if I rented a Gamefly it or what, but I played it for about an hour. And I was done with it.
Oh, like you had a glitch.
Bug. There was some weird glitch, and I'm like, fuck this. This is just Grand Theft Auto with horses, and I want no part of that. And, you know, all the buzz that it's been getting as of late, you know, the Game of the Year nominees, I'm like, okay, there might be something to it. So I will give it another shot. Picked it up from GameStop for like $7 after trading in a game.
Did you still have your save game from when you rented it?
No. Actually, I played it on PS3 before, playing on 360 now. But I am having a shit ton of fun with it, I gotta say.
Cool.
This is, you know, it still definitely feels a lot like Grand Theft Auto, but it's a really refined Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
And it cut out a lot of the bullshit that I didn't like from the Grand Theft Auto series. Even with it being in a Western setting, which I absolutely fucking abhor, like cowboys annoy me.
I am 100% with you.
It's not over the top, but it's not like stereotypical, like, yee-haw, y'all. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
So.
It's not your grandpa's Western
right.
at all.
Right.
Yeah, and Jason let me sit down with it for about an hour today before we started recording. So I got to watch through the beginning, and then I played a couple of the game, couple of missions on Jason's save game.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And, you know.
Thanks for ditching that fucking stagecoach for me, too. Right off a cliff. Dude.
Did you like that? But, you know, I... You know, we haven't talked about it since I played it, but I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Yay!
Good.
I'm still not sure 100% how I feel about it, but, you know, I can definitely tell that they fixed a lot of the things that I hated about Grand Theft Auto, like the fucking cell phone going off all the time.
Oh, so there's none of that shit.
Yeah,
awesome.
Thank God that there's no way for people to communicate with you in the Old West.
Go see some big Western
titties. I just like the fact there's no... real thing you have to like upkeep on other characters in the game. That's what I love. It's like just do the missions and then forget about it. And if you want to go talk to them, sure. But
And I think that's probably one of the things that's going to drive me to play this game. Travis said that he probably let me borrow it this weekend. So chances are I will get deeper into it. Hopefully in the next couple weeks.
You can't borrow mine. Because I'm playing it.
I'm going to down Undead Nightmare, I think. But I have to wait January 14th because fucking... Oh, I wanted to mention this actually before when we were saying what's up. But I don't know about you guys, but here in Canada, we have a bandwidth cap or a download cap on how much stuff we can download per month.
That sucks,
it's retarded. And Tony and I have never come close to getting to the max at all. And I think we have 95 gigs a month or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, we went over that. Last week.
Wow.
And I blame it all on Steam and, and
that'll
Netflix.
Do it, dude.
Yeah, I got a notice. They're like, oh, you're like 80%. I'm like, 80%? That's fine. We got a lot of way to go. Like 2 days later, we get a notice. You've gone over, and now it's going to be $1.50 per gig from here on out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Ooh, man.
Yeah,
how far over did you go?
We can't download shit.
Okay, so I got a question. So what constitutes... So you just downloading stuff?
Yeah, it's just downloading stuff. Basically,
what if you're streaming?
Streaming as well. Yeah.
So this is using your bandwidth,
down,
in other words.
Anything coming? Yeah, this is, yeah, this is too, but I mean,
is this costing you $1.50 Canadian per minute, right?
Possibly. Per minute, yeah.
That sucks.
So anyway, game of the year
is... better make it worth your while. Somebody gets a sexy job going.
Ooh, let's have a good show. Let's have a good show.
Yeah. But no, I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, oh, right, I got MS points for friggin' Christmas. I'm going to get Undead Nightmare finally. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And it's like a gig and something, so I'm like, oh, wait.
1.67.
It's pretty hefty.
Yes.
I don't know how that works out to Canadian.
Canadian.
It's probably more than the U.S. right now.
But yeah, Red Dead Redemption, dude. For real.
Good shit.
There's a lot of good things to say about it. So I could devote a feature to it, I think. I really, really enjoy it.
I would love to do a feature, but I think it would be fun.
Let me beat it first.
Beat it.
Let me play it and beat it first.
Why not?
What else? Some oddball stuff. Tron Evolution, or was that... Tron's Legacy? No, Tron Legacy was a movie.
Tron Evolution
was the game.
There
How's
we
that?
Go.
Tron 1.5.
Well, how repetitive is it?
Dude, I really love the movie. Can I say that? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Fucking love the movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
I
haven't either.
The game, on the other hand,
not so much.
Yeah, I can't say that I love it nearly as much, but it's a tad better than your typical movie game. Like, a little more thought went into it. It does get tremendously repetitive, you know, especially, you know, the levels and... I really can't say too much about
it. Look pretty.
What kind of game is it? I mean, is it, are you doing
it's
missions?
It's all over the place.
Are you...
quite a bit of, well, you know, it's very linear. You know, there's a lot of platforming involved, you know, a lot of, disc-based combat, and then there's the vehicle missions, and then it's rinse and repeat all throughout the entire game. So, yeah. And you do get... Go ahead.
I heard they do a cool little thing about how you can, whether you're playing multiplayer or single player, overall, like you build experience and you gain levels.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to start over, you can start over with the level that you have established for yourself already.
And you can hop back into single player and get more experience and take that directly back into.
Or vice versa, play it online and then that's neat.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I mean, there's some really, really cool effects. And, you know, once you kind of get your bearing and get the mechanics down of the game, it's pretty fluid and it's fun to watch, but, yeah, extremely repetitive. They do try and make an attempt at kind of filling the gap between, you know, the original movie and this new one. It's not bad, you know. It's just kind of filler stuff, though. So it's not like it's anything you didn't already know after watching the second movie. So, but I did beat it though. But it took me about a day and a half or something like that. So I wasn't like super bored at any point, but.
That's cool.
Yeah, you would have to be a super fan of the movie, I think, to enjoy it.
To really enjoy it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell else have I been playing? Oh my god, we had a list. We talked about this.
You messed with Assassin's Creed a little bit.
Assassin's Creed a little bit. Mm-hmm. I played about an hour or two of that.
Mm-hmm. So you're very, very in the intro of the game. You're back into the tutorial of Assassin's Creed.
I feel like I've just gotten out of that. It kind of sucks because it took like an hour or two just to get out of that, you know,
right.
When it was already familiar with the game. I got a lot of Uncharted 2 vibes from it, you know, the bullshit platforming and whatnot and the very cinematic. And there were certain circumstances in which, you know, they try and like give you the illusion of control or whatever, you know, when you're really not, you know, certain cutscenes where you don't actually have to press anything. And it'll still let you go forward.
Right.
That's a pet peeve of mine, so I don't know. I was just kind of turned off by it. And then I got Red Dead Redemption, so I'm like...
Yeah, so you played that for like 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Or like two or three.
So, got back into WoW a little bit.
Cataclysm?
Yeah, Cataclysm. Yeah, I made that promise to myself, man. I'm like, if goblins are ever brought back, I'm all about it, yeah.
So and you made a goblin?
Yeah, I made a goblin and a worgen. They're not too bad.
What level are you?
I don't know, like, I'm just past, like, the starting areas. You know, once I got out of the starting areas for both races, I'm like, it's still WoW.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's the thing.
I don't know if I'm going to keep going with it at all, but...
So, with the new, like, increase in how quickly you can level up, you just got out of the starting area, you're level 20?
No.
Something like that?
not quite. I want to say, I think one of my characters is around 20, but I think out of the starting area is probably about 15, 16 or something like that.
Wow, really? God.
God, I remember getting out of the starting areas and being level,
really
like
level
6. Level 6 or something like that. So, yeah, they've expanded upon a lot of the starting areas for some of the races. So it's actually the engine itself is a lot better, you know, and it's a lot easier to solo, and yeah, you're instantly rewarded, and, you know, the talents and everything has been restructured. It's a lot of fun, but it's still a lot of
WoW. Still a lot of WoW. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're really into it, hey, go for it. What's that, Lise? Oh, the landscape changes. The landscape has changed.
Yeah,
everything's on fire.
Everything blew up.
So, shit, I hear there's a big dragon.
Oh, yeah, there's a big dragon.
Do you ever see that dragon like flying around?
Yeah, actually.
He's in the beginning, right? He's
especially in the goblin. You shoot some stuff at the dragon, kind of piss him off,
really?
And he comes in and he talks to you and stuff. Yeah, it's
you're
cool.
Gonna piss off a dragon that has fucked up an entire world.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, cool. He fucked up my football game, so fuck him.
So you were playing Madden,
okay.
Right? So you were playing Madden. Nice.
Okay. I did reinstall WoW, actually. I just haven't play on it.
So the Steam sale happened.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, my God. I gotta
Thanks, Jason, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Sure. How's The Witcher treating you?
Good. It's good. I haven't played it too much since the first time, but it's doing okay. I just, to tell you the truth, man, the PC gaming thing, I don't like sitting at this desk. I want to see if I can wake and get up to my TV or something.
Yo, you've got a video card with an HDMI out, dude.
I do. That's true.
Or you can move the Halo helmet away from the desk and give yourself some more space.
That's not the space thing.
So yeah, get yourself a wireless keyboard mouse. Do the
HDMI. That's what I need to do.
That's actually a really good idea.
I need to get a new, I need to build a new PC that's strictly for gaming and has HDMI out and just hook it into my TV and be done.
Yeah, it's
there you go. That's the dream.
But I've been playing, what the hell? Oh, I thought you'd like The Witcher, by the way, because you like the darkness.
Because I liked which, sorry? The boobies, did you say?
No, the darkness.
I attack.
Oh, the darkness.
How is The Witcher anywhere?
I know, he cut out. He said, because you liked the, and then I heard, S, so I assume he said boobies.
I think the main characters are kind of similar.
Okay. I wasn't going to say, those games are, they don't seem like similar.
Yeah, they're not very similar in that.
I still need to play
The Witcher. Yeah, I'm only about an hour and a half into
that shit. I haven't played it yet.
I bought a game called Amnesia.
Ooh,
oh, what are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Please talk about Amnesia.
Are you scared? Are you crying?
I really don't want to talk about it. I'm a little freaked out by it.
All right.
The lights are on. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. But my headphones are on, and I just keep remembering
the weird noises.
It is a really, really, really cool game, especially, I guess you have to say it's an FPS, but there's no S in this. Like, there's no offensive as the player character.
First person candlelighting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an FP. And
so they're mostly puzzles and stuff?
It's great. Yeah, there are some puzzles and really, really novel puzzles, I must say, as well, especially when you get further into the game. But I really like it. So you're a guy, you have amnesia, and you're in a castle, and you're trying to find what's going on. Yeah, there you go. But it really works because pretty much the entire
castle.
You're
sick and you have to go into the cave to get an herb. And save
oh, wow. Really?
So the entire castle.
No.
Help me out. Just,
yeah,
so the entire castle is damn near pitch black dark. And there's something wrong. You know, there's something supernatural going on in here. But the problem is, they're monsters and they're coming after you and they're evil and they want to eat you or something. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far into the game. But apparently, you need to try to find out what's going on, find out who you are.
You're apparently I'm tasty to monsters.
I need to hide in the darkness. But what's the problem if you hide in the darkness too long?
You can't be in the darkness.
You go crazy.
You start going crazy.
You got to attack it with a magic missile.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you pause the game, you have two health meters. You have a mental health meter and a physical meter. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of gauge both of those with health potions, and then keep the light is pretty much what raises your mental health. So that's what you need to, you need to use a light. But you have flint to light torches, or lanterns. There's natural lighting coming out of windows, which is very, very hard to find. And it's really good. It's all atmosphere. It's all about atmosphere.
Yeah,
and the game's
atmospheric.
Yeah, and it's purely physics based. So there's opening up a door. You literally have to click your mouse and pull your door. Mm-hmm. The door open with the mouse.
Is it legitimately
cool.
Scary?
Yes.
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Without a doubt.
None of that.
How many gigs is this?
It's not it's not that big at all. Actually,
no,
it's not taxing at all.
Wait until you roll over, dude.
Yeah. It's really neat, Jeff. I really, really do suggest you try it. It's fantastic.
That's on Steam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it on sale.
It was actually on sale.
$10, I think it was. It's the only thing that I bought. But I love it. And I mean, any more thought? You said you were an hour into it?
Yeah, really not too far. I got my first big scare and I'm like, fuck this, I'm out.
And they're not jump at you scare. I'm sure there are some jump at you scares,
yeah,
but
are.
It's all with the atmosphere. There was a situation where I was in.
I prefer that more than jump at you scares,
an item,
to be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me too. And there was an item that I had to find, and it was at this dead end of a hallway. So I got it to the dead end, and I pick up the item. And when I turn around, you can kind of feel, like, because especially when you're playing in the dark with headphones on, like the noise comes at you so hard. It's like it just kind of like surrounds you. So when you turn around, you look, and of course you're at the dead end, so your back's at the wall, and you see this monster kind of like walking across the the open hallway. And you're like, oh crap, well, that's my only way out. I have to go through there. So you're slowly but surely, like, peering across, like, you get into a corner and they actually give you controls to peer, like, mm-hmm. you know, off the corner and everything to make sure you're not walking into, like, a blind, scare or something. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. And like I said, again, the puzzles, they have some really, really good puzzles. So I really like it.
Very well designed. Yeah. Like this is what a horror game, I think, should be.
Absolutely.
As opposed to just the jump out.
So not just throwing gore and cheap scares at you all
exactly,
the time.
Exactly. Which is, all like Silent Hill and Resident Evil is nowadays. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Cool.
Good shit.
Cool.
What else did you guys pick up on the Steam sale? Anything? Mm-hmm. I got Global Agenda finally.
Oh, there you go.
Looking forward to playing that at some point.
Let me know when you do.
I got Left 4 Dead 2.
Yes. I got Left 4 Dead 2 as well.
Oh,
I tried playing it the other night, and you know what? The keyboard and mouse isn't exactly like riding a bike going mm-hmm. back to it. Because I felt like I used to play like a lot of Quake and Team Fortress back in the day, but that was like 10 years ago, maybe more. And, I felt like watching, when you give like your controller, your control pad to like your girlfriend or wife for the first time to play a first-person shooter.
Here, you be the bad guys, honey.
And they can either move or look. They can't do both at the same time. I found myself doing that with mouse and keyboard. I would be aiming with the mouse, but I would not be moving at the same time. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I should move and dodge this shit. Oh,
God,
shit.
God damn. And, you've been crippled by controllers, man. That's
need what?
You've been crippled by sorry. I still like playing with a controller better.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I did hook up a controller to what game? There was a game I was playing. Because I don't think Mass Effect didn't let me do it. And does Left 4 Dead let you hook up a controller?
Never tried. Never wanted.
They would have to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're used to mouse and keyboard, I don't think. Because I remember fighting that battle. I was like, mouse and keyboard's way freaking better. But I just have not done it in like 10 years. It's been forever. So it hasn't. Yeah, it's whatever. But it looks a lot better than the 360 version.
Well, yeah.
the whole time I was playing Minecraft on the PC, I was just like, man, I really wish I could use a controller right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like mouse and WASD. I don't know.
Speaking of controllers and Steam, Darksiders I picked up super cheap on the Steam sale.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah, so you're playing that.
Revisiting that, loving the shit out of it.
Is it better on
PC?
How
is it on PC?
I think so.
Oh, good.
I mean, graphic-wise, I mean.
Maybe I might like it.
It definitely is. And I haven't had any issues with frame rate or anything.
Can you use a pad?
Yes, and it's already mapped to a 360 controller.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, nice. Oh, Crysis is the one I was using the pad for, sorry.
So, yeah, it was just seriously a plug and play, and I was right back into the game.
Cool.
Yeah, I played through about it.
Achievements?
Like
is it games for Windows?
Halfway through again. No, not. It's directly through the Steam client, not games for Windows. But, yeah, fun. It made me kind of love the game again, and then I got to the point where I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why I kind of had some issues with the game, so.
What point was that?
It's about halfway through when the puzzles start to get a little too repetitive. And it really starts rinsing and repeating stuff, This is when you first realize that, oh, yeah, everything's going to be, you go to a dungeon, where it's very, like, Zelda-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Where everything's like, oh, they're just trying to rip this off or, tap into this or tap into that. And it's, I don't know, some of the luster starts fading away, I guess.
Yeah, I got that about 2 hours in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but you suck, though.
Yeah. But yeah, the initial, gameplay, super fun, I think. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
I
cannot fucking wait till the next one.
For the second. Oh, I hope it's done well. Oh, I really hope they don't try
shit.
To, like... Ugh, man.
It looks like they're not trying to go out of their, like, give themselves bite off more than they can chew, because I heard that it's going to be co-op, but it's only going to be 2-player. So they're not going to try and... Like force four player.
That would be a clusterfuck. Yeah. That would not work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially in that type of game. I don't even know how they do a 2-player, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. Hopefully they do it right.
I can't think of anything else right now. If anybody wants to remind me, go for it. Or if I think of something, I'll interject.
Who am I
usually do?
Who am I, your biographer? I don't know.
What?
Keep tabs on the shit I play.
All right, Travis, what else you got?
I'm going to make it really simple. I've been replaying Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
And more piano or keyboard on Rock
more
Band
of the
3.
Rock bands.
More of the rock bands.
Ivories.
Tickling the ivory. Yeah, that's all I've been doing, man. I just nothing else. I've been
he's
wanting
a,
them.
He's a great tickler.
I've been wanting them. I am.
Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
Anyway, so yeah, you guys are going to try them. Well, you've already tried out Chris.
I played them.
I played it. I didn't touch that at InnSFest at all.
Yeah. Cool.
In fact, I only saw one person playing with the actual keyboards. Okay, do we have the keyboard hooked up at Battle and Brew, or was it North?
Scott was playing it a little bit, I know.
Okay.
And
the one thing I am very disappointed about when it comes to the way they set up Rock Band is that you can have like three people in harmony and you can have all four instruments and stuff like that, but it's not really seven players at that point because they basically just say all instruments mode where, you know, the singing is just there, and if you want to do it, you do it. You don't get ranked anymore or anything like that.
And regardless, just having to try it once in a party setting, and you guys will see it, you know, tomorrow night, it's a clusterfuck.
I'm sure.
Trying to, like, set, okay, this one's on player one, this one's on player two. Oh, what the hell? Oh, okay, my keyboard's not reading. Okay, it's not working. Let me see if I have to turn off this guitar. Okay, no, I don't. Let me see if I have to turn off the microphone. Okay, yeah, okay. Like, it just, it's kind of a pain in the ass just setting it up just right. It really is a clusterfuck. It's at the point where I think they're too many instruments. They probably could have left the harmonies out. Mm. I think it's too much.
Yeah, well, guess we'll see.
But, I mean, honestly, that's all I've been playing. Nothing big, so let's make it quick and go on
Jeff.
To the next.
Cool. Almost done with Vanquish. I got another act and a half, I think, to go. And I am loving that game, like, a lot. It's like, so much so, it's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, third-person shooter.
Nice.
It's just, I don't know what it is. I think it's, because I was a pretty big Gears fan, but after a while, I'm just kind of like, meh. But this is, I don't know, the fast pace of it all. It's, okay, it's basically the Bayonetta in third-person shooters. That's the best way to describe it. It's not as off the... Like, the characters aren't as off the wall as Bayonetta and the dialogue and stuff like that.
Same developer, isn't it?
Same developer. But it's, dude, the set pieces and the scripted events that happen in that are just, like, I know the word's overused, but they're just, like, epic. Like, every level, I'm like, fucking, that is fucking awesome. Next level, I'm like, that is fucking awesome. Like, there's one level where you're walking up, you're going up a hill, and you have to, like, push back the robot stuff, you have to get to the side on the left. And as you're walking up, there's shit, like, buildings falling above you, like, way up the hill, but then they start rolling towards you. And this is all, like, no frame rate drops or nothing. It's all, like, and, like, there's particle effects going off everywhere, and you slide underneath it, and, like, all this crap's happening. It's just, it's insane, like, big spaceships flying around. And I don't, like, a lot of people, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but one of the knocks that the reviews had about it was it's repetitive, and after about, like, 2 hours, you're kind of like, okay, I've done this before. Well, that's true. The gameplay doesn't really change. Like, there are times in the game where you don't take control, but it'll go cutscene. You'll take your character will get into a ship, and you'll be like, all right, cool, I get to control a ship in this pretty awesome world for a bit. But no, it's cutscene. Then something happens, and you're back on land. You're like, oh, kind of cool if they changed up a bit. But the set pieces and the levels and stuff that you're fighting in is I don't know. It's keeping me playing, keeping me engaged, and
yeah.
And the game is not long. I mean, I'm an act and a half away, and I think I'm only about 4 hours in. So I have a feeling the game's like 5.5 hours probably at most.
There's something to be said for when a game is repetitive, but that one repetitive thing is super fucking fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Bring it on. I'll take as much as you can dish out.
Dude, it's so good.
It's probably why God of War has continued on so much, because it is repetitive. From the beginning of God of War 1 to God of War 3, it is repetitive. Yeah. It's the same shit.
Yep.
And it's super fun. Satisfying. That's good gameplay.
That's exactly what Vanquish is, man. And the gameplay really didn't even click until about like the third act. I was like, oh shit, because they give you so much things you can use, but it doesn't really teach you how to use them. And then after once it clicked, I was like, oh my god, this game is just it's so fun. I really, really like it, and I really wish I played this far into it before we did our nominees, but whatever. Maybe I'll find a place to sneak it in next year. But it's
just slip it in.
It's really cool to slip it in. Just a tip. Just see how it feels.
Like a gentleman.
Just a tip.
That's good stuff.
That's another one I missed out on.
Shit. No, well, dude, you can pick. Well, it's not. I found it on the cheap at GameStop for I think it was $30. The price went up since then, though. But I'm sure it'll drop soon. Another game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have found the game of the year 2011.
Just so you
guys know.
Whoa. Drop it.
It's a game called 2P2 KX : Zombies versus Pterodactyls.
What?
What?
This is an iPhone game? One. I saw Harlock playing that the other night. Is it good?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's made by
Scott
Studios.
What is it, an Xbox Live game?
It's an Xbox independent game. It's made by the same guy who did The Dishwasher, and this is I made a game with zombies in it.
Yeah.
And it's Harlock's one who made me buy it too. Like, he's like, buy this game. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Every time I buy this shit, I play it for like not even like an hour, and that's it. He's like, dude, it's a dollar. I'm like, ah, okay, fine. I'll do it.
Okay,
and
it sounds good, but is this try not to fart good?
No. It's not as good. No. It's actually like this guy knows what he's doing, like how to make a good game. It's basically multiplayer. And if you're playing single player, it's same thing as multiplayer with bots, but one team are humans, the other team are zombies. Both have jetpacks, and they get flown into the level on pterodactyls. That's where the pterodactyls come in. And then it's basically like, it's hard to describe. It's like Smash Brothers meets Worms, but it's not turn-based. Just the levels are really long. You get scrolls left and right, but a lot further than Smash Brothers ever would. And you just get crazy weapons. Like, one is a AK-47 that shoots cats. You're just unloading, and cats are just like chase going out there, like man, like chasing after people.
Will they like all of the terrain and stuff, like Worms?
No. It's basically like it's a versus game that's actually a lot of fun. The graphics are same kind of styles like Dishwasher and the same kind of thing, kind of sexy stuff. But the weapons are off the wall; they're just crazy. And there's actually one game mode that's actually pretty cool. It's I think it's called Zombie Hunt mode. So the humans move slower than they usually do. They still have jetpacks, but they can only see where there's like a flashlight in front of them. So where you aim your weapon is where you can see. Zombies can move full speed or faster. Don't have jetpacks, and they're easy to kill. So it's one team versus the other. And surprisingly, for a dollar, it's not that bad. I recommend people checking out at least the trial. It's totally like this guy knows how to like play the cliches and everything. He's like even his description, he's like, there's zombies, there's pterodactyls, there's big guns and blood and all such stuff. And
see, that's kind of why I passed on it. I saw the title, I'm like, somebody's just cashing in. But no, I think he's actually making fun of how everybody's cashing in
on zombies.
It's somewhere in there. It says like, hey, look, I made another game with zombies or something. That means it's going to sell, right? Like, and it is.
Yeah. Like,
the guy's a genius.
Cool.
But it is pretty cool. It's check out the trial. It's pretty fun, and it's multiplayer.
Will do.
And runs better than some other multiplayer games. But other than that, and the usual stuff I'm playing lately, that is everything.
Okay, Chris. Cool. I played some Street Fighter.
Oh, really?
I would never guess that, Jason.
all right, I've got some new stuff this week too, because we were trying to get some of the game of the year stuff that I hadn't played yet. So did play some more Plants vs. Zombies. That's outside of the game of the year stuff. That shit is fun as hell. I picked up No More Heroes 2.
Yes.
I am really glad that they streamlined this shit.
Yeah.
Because it's so much easier to get into, because you start the game, and like as soon as you start the game, you kill someone. It's like an assassination. Or an assassin fight. And then after that, you get your first job. And they have, like, the side jobs that you do. And all the side jobs have been streamlined to where they're, like, these little 8-bit, like mini-games that you play. Mm-hmm. And they're all, like, they're all different, and they're all, there. it's nothing really special, but, they're so quick and easy to get into, and you only have to play, like, and you can exit at any time. And it just makes it easier to earn money. But all of the combat is there, and it's all super satisfying still. And, there's blood everywhere and just shit flying all over the place. Super, like, over the top.
Quirky.
Deaths. Yeah, very quirky. And, it's what the first one was, but better. They still have a few kinks to get out, but
Put in HD and put on PS3 like the other
one? From what I understand, yes, it is.
With move support.
Cool. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, really?
And the best thing about this game is the main character's name is Travis. You can't beat that, right? Yeah.
Travis Touchdown. Yeah. Travis Touchdown.
And still played it.
Dude, Travis Touchdown. So, Travis, why haven't you played this yet? Travis
I don't know. Nobishin's been asking that for like a year. Why haven't I been playing this game?
If it was called like Travis Hairstyle, I'm pretty sure you'd play that game.
Can we pause for a second at the podcast and talk about the email that Jason sent to me today? He didn't send this to me as an as a, like a personal funny aside. He actually sent it to our entire group.
Oh, yeah. This is pretty funny.
What was it? What was it a coupon for, Jason?
$25 for like a mana or pedicure or hairstyle.
And I was like,
supposed to. It was like a $75 deal or something. Yeah, like that.
And I think it included a woman's shampoo as
well. Right.
Right. Well, so, I don't need the shampoo. So yeah, here's naturally.
This is something off of
that oily.
That oily.
Yeah, something off of Groupon or whatever. I forwarded it to Travis. I'm like, here, have a you day.
Have a you day.
Yeah. And don't think I'm not gonna fucking use that.
He's totally gonna cash in.
Totally gonna use it. Got to make my toes look good.
Oh shit!
I was looking out, man. Looking out.
I'll get that pedicure. I won't get a manicure though. That's for girls.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally.
Of course.
Oh. Yeah. Wouldn't want to do that.
Sorry, I didn't offend you. Jeez.
I played a lot more Dragon Quest IX.
Cool.
I'm still loving the shit out of that. But
that's another one I missed.
I got a question. One of my gripes was I went through like the first 3 hours of the game playing solo. Did you find any like source of a tutorial anywhere saying, hey, go to the hotel and you can get party members?
They don't really tell you that offhand.
At all.
She kind of mentions it, but then you have to talk to her again for her to actually give them to
you. Yeah.
But, super traditional Dragon Quest game. That's really all you have to say about it.
Yeah.
I do love what they do with it. I mean, the battles are very dynamic. It's still very turn-based, but you see all the characters running around on the battlefield and stuff like that. And I don't know, it doesn't really change the gameplay at all, but it adds something to it for me. And I don't know I don't get it. It does kind of have the everyone looks the same syndrome because it everyone's like the armor and stuff like that changes on your character. And like everybody has the same armor,
yeah.
And so everyone kind of looks the same. But I'm getting to a point now where everybody's starting to look different,
mm-hmm.
and it's starting to really everyone's starting to stand out with their strengths and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. And then we haven't mentioned this yet, so I'm gonna throw it out there. Into stream on Tuesday night.
Yeah,
we played some Reach.
Oh my God!
Oh shit! How the hell did we
Halo Reach?
I forgot about that,
Chris.
Yes.
Tell me about Reach.
Can I tell you about Chris's?
I want to kind of hear this from Jeff,
dude. I think you guys are hilarious for making as big of a deal out of it, considering like the way Glenn is when he plays Street Fighter.
I know it's not.
Wait,
it's not.
I was getting frustrated.
I was salty.
I was getting
defensive, and yeah.
Man,
I was never even near where Glenn gets.
There
like,
was never any point when Chris was like, I don't like this fucking game.
Yeah.
No, certainly not during
the zombie mode.
Playing Street Fighter with
Glenn. Oh, yeah, that mode.
Playing Street Fighter with Glenn, I fear for my life.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So how do you think of Infection, Chris?
Infection sucks.
Chris, what did you think about
Monster Truck is awesome.
Monster Truck is awesome.
Fuck that game.
Oh, my God.
Monster Trucks was fun as shit.
I like Monster Trucks, but for like three rounds, and I'm like, okay, let's get back to the real game.
Yeah.
And then we played.
What do we play? We played the
Mongoose Race.
Did you play Rocket Launchers?
And we played Rocket Launchers.
Yeah.
We did play Rocket Launchers.
Oh,
that sucked.
I
was not good at that.
It's fun. I'm not good at it. I'll go like 1 and 20.
But it was still fun though.
Yeah, it was still fun.
Yeah.
And then we had the God. What was it? It was the one that I forgot who even. I think Lunatic. Brought up the game, and it was unlimited jetpacks and
the
golf clubs or something.
Golf clubs?
Yeah, it's
no,
like the,
yeah,
the
it was
hammers
like golf
or
clubs.
Oh,
like
the
Travis
hammers.
Never plays. It's awesome. I can't remember what it's called. But basically, everyone's got jetpacks with unlimited jet fuel.
Oh, yeah.
And you got sticky grenades and a golf club. And you have to go in this room, but if you're on the ground, it starts counting down. It's like you have to get back into the playing area. So you constantly have to be on your jetpack and just flying around smacking people.
That was pretty badass.
It was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I sucked at it, but it was still fun.
Yeah, it was terrible. At it too.
You know, and I played a little bit of the single player too before we started the stream, and just to get the hang of it. And you know, it's a first person shooter. I thought it was done. I think it's really done really well.
I am never gonna hate on Halo.
Yeah,
just because
I'm not gonna hate on it, but
multiplayer is so right. You know,
that was a lot of fun.
Back on that single player tip though that Chris was talking about, like, I mean, you really can't hate on it because, like, it's the best, without a doubt to date, the best AI in
Oh, I'm definitely not. I'm not going to hate on it.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not going to hate on
the AI for Halo Reach for the enemy AI is great.
The Reach, is that good?
Oh,
I remember the original Halo. You know, it's like you shoot them, they kind of duck to the side and.
What difficulty are you playing on?
Duck to the side. I have no idea.
I played Reach.
I'm talking about
playing
Reach on Halo.
The thing was Reach. Yeah, they kind of duck to the side. But the thing about them is they won't do the same thing twice. Like if you die and you go into the same situation or scenario, the one guy you shoot might do the same thing. But next thing you know, that group of grunts that just charged you last time will be flanking you.
Okay.
It's like they just do different shit. And it's not necessarily makes them easier or harder. They just do different stuff. Which
if you really pay attention to what, because the Covenant is like a collection of like numerous alien races. If you watch every alien race,
they do something
way,
different. Yeah.
You know, the elites are what they are. They stand their ground. They just whip ass and they're very offensive as well. Whereas grunts hunt in packs pretty much. Like you'll always find them like kind of grouped together. And then the what are the ones, Jeff? The ones with the shields
jackals.
And everything? The jackals? The jackals?
The jackals.
They
jackals.
Will, you know, they kind of like, you know, stand defensive with their shields and everything. So they kind of hold points. Like they're all different and they all have their spot and they're, you know, they all react differently to certain things. The grunts will run the fuck away and cry when you start shooting them. You know,
yeah, if you kill like the elite never... before you kill the grunts, they'll just run away.
Yeah,
like,
they'll never do that. So,
yeah. Regardless,
it's cool.
It was fun as shit.
And
I had a great time.
And to be honest, the matchmaking games we had, both you and Jason had. Well, I know Chris, you said you didn't go over 10, but you guys both had,
had
games
like 11
close,
one time,
close to
did
10.
Did I have
11?
I don't remember that. Mm-hmm.
I know, Jason. I thought you guys both got over 10 at some point, and that's pretty damn good for a first time playing in a matchmaking.
I'll tell you what. The funniest thing that I while we were playing, the funniest thing was when Jason picked up that sword. And he was on a fucking mission. He killed off like five dudes with that damn sword before someone actually got
Halo fucking rules.
That was funny shit.
I was happy you guys jumped on that and weren't trashing it the entire time. I was
definitely not going to trash it.
I thought
you
were going to pull a Need for Speed and like before we even race, like, oh my god, I'm at the disadvantage. You picked a better car than me. That's not fair. And then you win and
totally
all of a sudden you're like, that was just what I was expecting, and I was like, "Okay, cool." He's not crapping on it.
No, sweet. No, I wasn't. It was fun. I had a good time with it. So, but yeah, that's about it for me. I can't think of anything else. So, I mean, Game Dev Story. There you go.
Making them
still
consoles.
Sick of that, huh?
Still
consoles.
Playing that. Right.
Jeez,
still playing that.
I stopped playing that. I'm bored with it. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I'm done.
It's all about Fruit Ninja until I get pissed off at it.
It's all about cutting fruit in half. With your finger.
It's so good. Have you played it?
Yes, I played it. It's not my thing. It's not my thing.
Oh.
I don't fucking know. Let's see. We got to move on to...
Yeah.
We can do
news, but there's a lot of news. But
it's all CES stuff.
Break time.
And, you know, you guys go and...
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do
check
break.
Check out the news. No, we got to fight, dude.
Oh.
We're going to fight first.
No,
we're
going to
talk about
that after, dude.
I need a refill, dude.
Yeah,
I need a refill, too, and...
God damn you, people. All right, let's take a break.
That's like the biggest. That's
Yay!
Like a big chunk of the Game of the Year show is narrowing this shit down to 5.
All right.
It should be like our last thing we do.
Keep going.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do Game of the Year and we'll do Listener's Choice. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goons of VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
For both the welcome back and the fart noise at the beginning of the episode.
That wasn't supposed to be included, by the way.
Well, maybe you should shut the fuck up when I'm ready to start the show.
Well, if you didn't take 15 seconds, Jesus. Which is better.
Maybe a second. Yeah. Maybe you're just in the tour. Okay.
Maybe.
All right, so let's do some Game of the Year talk, guys. But before we do that, let's actually see what the listeners have to say about listeners' choice.
Yeah,
Game of the Year. Travis, give us an email, buddy.
Hello, Indus. This is Animated Fan.
Hello, by the Animated way. Fan.
He's writing in for his Game of the Year for Listener's Choice. My choice for Game of the Year is Stab Dudes in the Face, colon, Brotherhood, or more commonly known as Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Yes, bro.
I've picked this game as my Game of the Year because I love Assassin's Creed 2 story, gameplay, and universe, and Brotherhood is a continuation of all three of those things. The addition of the guild mechanic is great, especially the Assassin's Guild, because when you summon any of the assassins you recruited, sometimes they will just run up to a dude, stab him in the face, and it never gets old in the game. So true. As for my choice of the So Many Games Award, I'd like to include Chime on XBLA to my nomination list that I gave last week for Dead Rising 2.
That is a good one.
I suggest checking out the demo on XBLA because it's an interesting music puzzle game. We'll have a great show, guys, and I can't wait to listen. See you around on the interwebs.
All right. There is a vote for Assassin's Creed. I'm sure that makes Travis very happy.
A little bit.
Chime. I don't think, did any of us play Chime?
No.
What the fuck is Chime?
I don't even know what that
is.
It's
that one day when it came out, you can, whenever you bought it, I think the money went to charity. It's kind of like, it looks like it's like Luminous plus like something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Totally missed that one. Wow.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
Give us another one, Travis.
Why not? Jack Bauer in the house. He says, my listener's choice... Actually, my listener's choice vote goes to Mass Effect 2.
Oh, that's very accurate.
You like that?
Doesn't sound anything like Peter Molyneux.
No, that was...
And especially not Jack Bauer.
That was my Jack Bauer voice. My English Jack
Bauer voice. I kind of liked it. Go with it.
Who do you work for?
So intimidating.
Excuse me, sir. Please tell me where the missiles are. My listener's... Real talk, guys. My listener's choice vote goes to Mass Effect 2. Yes. Long email short, it was epic from start to finish. Love, Jack Bauer. True. P.S. Care to tell me where all the love for Bayonetta comes from? I thought it was pretty shit.
Wow. You also don't like peanut butter, so your vote does not count.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Jeff, I love you, man.
Shall we go again?
Go for it, man.
Why not? DPG70 from VG Evo says, hey guys, just wanted to cast my vote on the listener's choice. I've only played one of the games listed, and I don't even need to finish it. So I have to go with Halo Reach. It was more Halo, but it did keep my interest longer than its predecessors. Mm-hmm. Half of that list is on my, quote, someday I'll play it, quote, unquote, list. So maybe I'll get around to it in 2011. I also wanted to give Travis props for putting Battlefield Bad Company 2 in his GOTY nominations. I couldn't agree more with every point he made about the game and how it really did introduce something that no other FPS to date really has, a focus on teamwork. You can go in, you can go with your kill-death ratio being 10 to 25 in a round of BFBC2 and still come out one of the top scores. Mag comes close in this regard, but it is largely all about raking up the kills. Anyway, love the show. Have a great year. Again, that was from our buddy Doug, DPG70.
Thank you very much. Hey,
Taylor Reach.
Let's give Travis's voice a break. What do you think? Finally.
Hey, this ain't Fluffy. It's
Fluffy.
Mike PSN08.
Mike.
I'm a little drunk this time. I'm tired drunk. For too many hours, I decided to get drunk for this call. Well, anyway, you wanted the listener choice nomination for 2010 Game of the Motherfucking Year?
Yeah.
Well, here's my choice. Well, I looked at the list and there's only two choices I could relate to. And I'm going to go with Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah!
Whoa!
Favorite
voicemail ever.
Ace Fighter or whatever his name is. Ace is high in the GL. Whooped my ass the other night. But that's okay. But it is the best game I played that is on the list.
True.
And I'm going to give you a game to play for So Many Games Award. You need to play Joel Danger. If you haven't played it, put the motherfucking money in.
Yeah, I like that choice.
And buy this game.
Put the motherfucking money
it
in.
It is worth every penny. I don't know why nobody picked it up for $7.50.
I have it too. I got it.
Three of us have it.
Oh, fuck. Then now we can't play it.
I don't know why nobody picked it up, but it is a great game. And you guys should play this.
Good.
And actually, you guys should play it on a Tuesday night live.
Oh, my God.
Do that on Ustream or Justin TV or whatever you do. That is a game you need to play. It's so much fun. I could think of another one, but I don't think you want to play it. I was going
to
say
you don't need to mention
God of War ripoff is. But yeah.
What?
But this is Dante's
Inferno.
Not floppy. Calling in, and maybe I'll head to a strip club.
Yeah.
Why not?
Fluffy would do.
Why not?
Bye.
What would Fluffy do? I had this vision.
Go to a strip club, go back to another bar, get into a fight, and end up with blood on his pants.
I had this vision of Mike on his phone and like pointing his finger down at it, like, you motherfuckers need to get Joe Danger right now. Oh,
that's the thing. Three of us have it, and none of us.
You
have
guys
played
all
it.
Play Joe Danger. How do you guys not bring this up?
I don't see what's so hot about that game. I'd rather play Trials.
It's pretty fun.
I'd rather play Trials. I don't know.
I liked it.
Well, I didn't play it. So
I only played the demo, and I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah.
I just didn't pay for it.
Well, that's the only voicemail I got. So.
All right. Well, what is you tallied up the other stuff, right?
Well, we got Mo.
Yeah,
well,
there's more emails.
No, we got Mo?
We got Mo, son.
We want play that Mo.
We want
Move,
some
bitch.
Mo.
Get
want
out
some
of the
go
way.
Go out the back door. Let me light up a Smo.
Don't you know? Anyway,
one, two, three, and four. Yes.
Greg Schnabel hits us up. He says, "Hey guys,
what's up?
Is there really any choice?
Nope.
It's Mass Effect 2.
Yep.
Have a great show.
Thanks,
Greg.
Goodbye. Okay,
bye.
True. Yeah. Favorite
no,
email
you guys
ever.
Are really
ever.
High on the,
ever." And as a star contrast, Jeff Wildman comes in with a big old email. He says, "Hey gents, my vote and I won't bother explaining. I think at this point in time, we all know why it's a good game and why I would select it. But my choice is, of course, Mass Effect 2.
Just go to PS3 and Travis had to wear a dress."
"My So Many Games award is kind of tricky because I think most of you guys played what I played. So I will give it a shot, and if I'm wrong and some of these do not qualify, then just disregard it. Number one, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Internet high five to Travis."
See, Jason, you shouldn't have played it last week.
Yeah. So.
Number two, Mafia 2. I fucking love this game, and if I made a goatee list, instead of selecting one for each category, this would have been in there. Number three, Heavy Rain. Chris and Jeff did not play this,
Rain.
I believe. Heavy Rain. Number four, Sly Cooper Collection.
Oh, I want to play that.
Busted.
Did any of you guys play it?
I didn't play
did
it.
Not.
No? Yeah. Ooh, that might
We're
be
all
good.
Busted Ooh. On that one.
Number five,
oh, shit.
Bioshock 2. Not busted. Sure who played this or
played
even
it.
If it qualified.
Did you
Beat
play it?
Like it better than the first one.
Really?
Blast
what?
Me, I know. Well, I didn't finish the first one because the first one had a terrible issue with fucking ammo and shit like that. And I got to a point where I was not going to get past this Big Daddy unless I kept dying, respawning, dying, respawning. So I was like, fuck this game.
I don't know.
Two
Did
didn't
you
have
play
that
two?
Problem.
Okay, I played two. Okay. Jeff and I even
so
spoiled it. Here's the deal. I agree with you, Jeff, that Bioshock 2 technically is a better video game. But
yeah, I know.
In
one's
terms
a better game
of
overall.
A,
yeah,
a
know,
of overall experience, one's way better.
Oh, for sure. But I just got... It was a game-breaking thing for me. Like, Jace and I were talking about it, and Chris maybe as well, with Dead Space, how there's like an ammo
yeah,
issue
ammunition.
At some points. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And it
See,
literally
and
got
that's the thing. I
could not
the...
advance
yeah.
unless I just fucking kept respawning, because in that game, you could, when you respawned, the damage you gave to the Big Daddy didn't it was still there. So I was like, I don't want to do that, because it would literally take me forever to chime it down with like two bullets. Bang, bang. Let him kill me. Bang, bang. Let him kill me. I'm like, I'm done.
And you can check out Jeff's review on side my review on interactivedistractions.com.
Yeah.
But while you're checking that, check out this last email. This is from, hey, look at this. It's Nobishine again. He says, forgot to tell you guys my Lair / 2 Human Award for most disappointing game. Now, you may be surprised by what I say, but Comic Jumper is my most disappointing game this year.
Really? Wow.
There's so much I wanted from this game, and for making me laugh, it achieved it, but as far as actual gameplay, it's just not good.
That does not surprise me at all.
I can agree with that.
When you make contact with your punches, it doesn't feel like there's any weight to it, and the spam of enemies on the screen is just ridiculous to the point that it's better to just run through the stage without fighting them than to just stay still and take them out. Not a terrible game, but just a huge disappointment control-wise. As for the Indus Fail Award, I didn't realize this was a category.
May as well be.
He's making shit up as he goes. Why not? Number one, Yakuza 3. I think Necro shit his pants. Number two, No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle.
Two of us have played that now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
son
absolutely.
Of a bitch.
Number three, The Sly Collection, which I think
was mentioned. That's two votes now. Two votes for that.
Number four, Jeff, Vanquish.
Mmm. So good. But
more of us have played that, right? Because I played it, too.
But you played the demo.
No, I played the full game while we were at Battle and Brew.
That doesn't count.
Did you play from start to finish?
No.
You
shut your mouth!
Yeah. And number
five. It's gotta be like you actually have the game played it.
And at number
like,
five.
Oh, you know, I saw some guy playing over his shoulder. You know, he gave me the controller. I said, okay, cool. Just kill someone. All right, I did that. Cool, I played it.
I can't do that.
And number five. And at this point, I think Nabashin's just fucking with us. Number five, ZHP, Unlosing Ranger versus Dark Death Evil Man.
Not fucking with you, yeah. I really like the game.
This exists.
Of course. What the fuck is this?
It's another Atlas game, but it's a grindfest kind of game. Right. A lot of Disgaea. Very quirky in that aspect. But it's good if you're into that sort of thing. And I'm not. Like, I do not have the time to invest in
They need to
game,
work on their localization, because that is not good. at all.
It's pretty intentional.
Yeah, but, probably.
Yeah, no, there's no probably about it. It is
really good from what I've played. So, yeah, I don't have the time to invest. So, I am not that gamer anymore. I'm sorry.
I hear you. Well, I wash my hands with these beautiful listeners. I'm done.
Well, I collected the votes that we got on the webs on VG Evo as well.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to come as any surprise.
Super Street Fighter 4
lost. Listener's Choice Award goes to Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
By a pretty large margin at this rate, so.
Yay! Yeah.
That's why we like you guys. Stop sounding so enthusiastic. That it's going to be like, hey, what's our game of the year?
What's everybody's
You guys are terrible at holding enthusiasm. Just saying.
Like, Mass Effect 2 sucks, man.
Pretty decent game. That's cool. That's a good choice.
Yeah,
all right, moving on.
You guys didn't put that on your list, did you?
No, it's not on my list.
Okay, good.
I mean, you know what? I might play Devil's Advocate just so that doesn't win. Jason, Super Street Fighter 4, I'm putting that right back down on my list, by
Thank
the way.
God. We were going to have words, son.
Right.
Oh, we were going
to
have words.
So let's move on to ours then. Jason,
yo,
you had a veto that you wanted to throw in. Is that correct?
Not a veto so much as an addition.
Okay. Right. What'd you have?
We had our Lair Award, and when I wrote my list, it was I only put one.
So did Splatterhouse.
Just because I don't know.
But you were looking forward to Splatterhouse.
I was really looking forward to it, even though I knew that it wasn't going to be that great or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was even worse than I expected, sadly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
But I got to say that the game that actually disappointed me the most is Fable 3.
Really?
Not because I didn't have high hopes for it. I didn't know what I was going to get into because I didn't really play 1 or 2, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But with Fable 3, and Travis can probably speak from experience, you know, the game changes at a certain point, you know, and it gets extremely, I think, disappointing.
Very.
After a while.
Because the game...
Yeah, totally.
But bugs aside, technically aside, like with the bugs and everything... It's a pretty solid game, the first part of the campaign.
Right.
Yeah.
And when the game completely changed, which we can say it because it was a while. When you become king or queen, it completely changes.
It's a bit of a letdown. Go ahead, Jeff.
Jason, I got to ask you. The Lair 2 Human Award is a game we've been looking forward to that totally disappointed us in the end. Do you think that fits that description, or is this because you said you
didn't
play? I don't
think it needs to be something that we were looking forward to. It just has to be something that we expected to be good.
Yeah, and I totally did.
Well, then I can add a shit more. I can games to that list.
Let's fucking do it. Fucking podcast all night.
That's like, that's what I'm saying.
I got
like,
the time.
I have no problem throwing it because, okay, for me, if I were to say that or Travis, it would totally make sense. Well, more so Travis than me because Travis loves the first
two. I was
super
looking forward to this game.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying is if you didn't play the first two, I'm totally cool with it going on the list. That's why I'm just wondering why you'd pick that when it's really the first one you played.
How about Peter Molyneux really made me excited for this one? How about that?
That would work.
There we
that
go. All right, so that now we're in context. I got you.
Perfect. Awesome.
When does he not get you excited? I mean, the guy's fucking brilliant.
Well, all right, so here's the thing. So, yeah, we had the first half of the game, which was pretty good. I liken this a lot to...
I played the first half of the game in one sitting.
Your girlfriend calling you up.
4 days.
Your girlfriend calls you up. Your wife, whatever. Significant other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She starts talking dirty talk to you.
Okay.
Over the phone. She's like, baby, tonight, you and me, we're going to get shit on.
And I'm going to invite my friend over.
Hells yes.
Yeah.
So you get home, you know, you're all excited. Can't wait for what's going to go on.
How's that mind?
And I'm going to let you videotape it. It's going to be great.
So she like unzips your pants and everything. Ooh. Yeah. And
tells you how big it is.
She starts cupping your balls. You know, it's like, all right, we're getting into this. And she's like, you've been here for a while. And you're like, okay, all right. There's a lot of ball cupping going on. But, and then she starts talking about her day.
Yeah.
Like, Kim and I went to Starbucks today, and you remember her boyfriend, Bob? And,
I turned right on a red. I was like, oh my God, I totally should have looked the other way, but I totally didn't.
Oh my fucking God. But, you know, your balls are still being kind of cupped, so it's like, okay.
You're still holding on.
I can still get through this.
God, but you're pissing me off a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
But I might get some, so I'm going to hang in there.
No, really, stop talking.
Yeah. And then she's just like, she puts on her comfy clothes, and, you know, she's pretty much done. So that was my experience with Fable 3.
Yeah, totally agree with
you. Like, it wasn't like, you know,
that
sloppy blowjob
analogy
during the first half.
Sloppy blowjob.
It was just
sloppy
kind of a balls cupping. It's no like, blowjob. This is going to get better at some point. You know, this is pretty good. But then it never really does. So Peter Molyneux just kind of gave me blue balls. And thanks for that, Peter.
Gaming blue balls.
You know, yeah. I'm in the same ballpark you are, Jason, but mine's on... It's a little more of a grander scale because my blue balls came from Fable 2 as a whole, not from what Molyneux was saying.
What he said.
Because on paper...
She's given you great blowjobs before.
On paper.
Okay, okay.
A sequel is supposed to be better.
Right.
On paper. It's supposed to be.
It's like, I promise you next time.
Sure, yeah.
Like, next time...
Resistance 2 says
hi. You like the second one. Exactly. It's exactly the same deal. Fable 2, you loved it. Fable 3 is coming out. Hey, better yet, we're going to give it to you a year later. I'm going to give you that Poonanny up, Jason. A year.
Yes.
Not 2 years.
Yes.
You can get it in a year.
I've been thinking about this all day.
And guess what?
Well, at that point, we all should have been like, oh.
She just didn't work on her moves.
No, she did. She was just giving them better to your best friend. Didn't
and it
know
stank
that
a little bit. And it stank a little bit, too.
It did.
Yeah. It stank a little bit.
Yeah.
Rub some stank on it.
Did you have fish for dinner?
I don't know where we're going with this, to be honest.
I have no idea. But let's add it to the list. Let's do it. So that's a great transition. So are we going to start with a layer to human order?
Why not?
I was going to save that.
Okay, well,
all right, let's save it. We'll save it. We'll save it.
We'll keep six on there, though. So now there's six on there right now.
We'll keep six, yeah.
All right. So let's go back to portable, and let's start with our portables.
All right.
Good shit.
All right. So here's what we got on our portable list. Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Valkyria Chronicles 2.
Amazing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Quest 9.
Never played
mm-hmm.
it. Phantasy Star Portable 2. And Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
Yeah! All
right, I'm not voting on this. Because I never played any of them.
Oh, okay.
All right, well.
No, I can't vote on something.
I understand. That's right. So we can keep this one to the three of us then.
If I
vote for which one I'm most interested in playing, it would be Kingdom Hearts.
I played one of these games. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, I think.
Well, I mean, we gotta figure it out.
You guys go. You guys go, and I'll add on.
My list is as I sent it, 1 through 5.
What was your one?
Phantasy Star Portable 2.
So you're saying for it is Phantasy Star Portable, Chris. Oh, this is going to be tough. Phantasy Star, Valkyria. This is basically a 1 or 2 game.
So you're saying Phantasy Star Portable 2 is your
top?
Top?
Yep.
And I'm saying Valkyria Chronicles is my top.
I think it's my
top. I like that Peace Walker, son.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I like the art and Kingdom Hearts.
I do too.
Disney's cool. Like Disney.
Yeah, my, we kind of went in the wrong order here.
My number two was Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
Walker.
Oh, that
Chris
would
probably
be,
wants
okay.
to punch me right now because
no. Chris, make an argument, man.
I don't really have an argument. My number two is Dragon Quest IX. So
oh, really? That would
be it doesn't matter what it is, but I mean like
it's my number two.
PSP 2, Valkyria Chronicles 2, and Metal Gear. That's our three.
Right, well, because my number three is Valkyria Chronicles 2. Yeah.
Your number
and
three
I
is Valkyria 2.
I personally don't like voting for games I have not played. I don't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, true. Personally. Okay. But, Travis, are you willing to concede to Valkyria Chronicles 2 or Phantasy Star Portable 2 just based on what you've heard these guys talk about or anything?
Portable Valkyria game. Valkyria Chronicles, yes. Phantasy Star, no.
Okay.
I'm trying to place. I think that Phantasy Star Portable would get my number three.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And then Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker would
because
get
you guys,
four.
As much as you guys have talked about the old
game, though,
as much as you guys over... have talked about Phantasy Star in the past, you only talked about this for a week on the
show. And that's the thing. I didn't play this one nearly as much.
I was so shocked.
Chris talked about Valkyria Chronicles since January.
Yeah. And that's true. I mean, well.
Valkyria Chronicles was kind of like an expansion.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'm messing. That's exactly where I'm going now.
Play the bike. Play it.
No, I've got it. I put hours into it.
All right, so you gave me what? One, two, and
three. I don't think Kingdom Hearts is going to win you guys over, even though it's fucking fantastic and it's a lot of
that's
fun.
That's the one
that's
really one I would
well
rather play
game.
Out of all those.
And then Knights of the Nightmare, I know none of you are going to get. But
yeah. Did you actually
really
play, did you play that?
Yeah, I bought it. Yeah.
Really? Good stuff? Because I was looking at that shit, because I saw it on your list, I was like, what is this?
And it was an amazing transition from the DS, you know, because they had the touchscreen controls. And, you know, so they
What did you play this on?
A PSP. That's the thing, is they ported it over, and they did it well. And they made it even more beautiful.
Who
the game is really
that?
Good. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, Atlas published it. I don't know who developed it.
See, I knew Atlas published it. I didn't know if it was like level 5 or what.
Yeah. It's not level 5. Yeah. Knights of the Nightmare is a really good game. I agree.
Fantastic.
All right, so Jason, it comes to, like, are you willing to concede to Valkyria Chronicles? Or?
Well, no. Right now, if we were to go by, like, the way we've done it in the past...
Well, don't go by voting in points, because my vote ain't going to go anywhere. Neither is Travis's, because he's only played one game on that list. You guys have played more than one game in the list.
Well, we have
so.
A point. I don't like that. We have a point scale for a reason.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to be inconsistent throughout.
Okay.
So, in reality, it breaks down to...
I personally
to,
hate the point scale, but that's all right.
Well, we can talk about something else for next year, then.
Yeah, true.
But this is
Valkyria
this is kinda,
Chronicles gets it, then.
No, it doesn't.
No, Metal Gear Solid. Or
is
Metal
it
Gear
Metal
Peace
Gear?
Walker,
yeah, Metal Gear
Which
Solid,
doesn't make sense, because... Okay.
And that's kind of the thing. It sounds like our portable game of the year doesn't really...
It's an average.
Yeah, it doesn't really count for much right now because most of it, not everyone played a whole lot of portables.
It was still my number two, though.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was a hot game.
I agree. It was really good. Yep. All right. So we're gonna say Metal Gear Solid, Peace Walker.
Woo!
All right, let's get away from portables because, you know, that's... You know,
portable.
It's kind of a clusterfuck because not everybody played a bunch of portables this year, but
which is sad because this was a really
it was a really good year. It was a really good year, and I'm, I think oh, I might man. I think I might have to try and get you guys to revisit because Valkyria Chronicles should have won.
Really?
So let's move on to downloadable.
Yeah, downloadable.
Here are the nominees, and we're going to rank them and then bitch at each other for ranking them improperly.
Jason,
Super Meat Boy,
moving around the list.
Limbo. Game Dev Story, Lara Croft, and Pac-Man Championship Edition DX.
Very fun.
So let's go from 5 to 1, from your bottom to your top.
Do that.
And we'll go around the table.
I'll go first.
I can eliminate two. I just want three to be in this top three.
We're not going one at a time. We're just going our 5 to 1, right?
You want
to
do 5 to 1? Well, I was going to say one at a time. But if you want to go 5 to 1, go for it.
I was going to say pick your top three and see what happens from there.
Nah, fuck you. I'm going to do all 5 of these bitches. But we'll go in turn. Okay, number 5 for me before we get to the next person. Number 5, but I didn't play it, but I really, really wanted to, and I know I'd like it. But no.
Lara Croft.
All right.
Mark me down for one of those two. I didn't buy it.
Ouch.
That's two.
Jeff, Your number
for
five.
For number five? My number five is only because I never played the full version as Pac-Man Championship DX. Only because I didn't play the full version. Game's fucking awesome. Not going to lie. But I played other games more. A lot more.
This is really difficult for me because I have played all these games.
Chris,
I like all these games.
Just say it.
The system sucks so
when
bad.
We get to 3-1, I'm going to be so fucked.
Yeah, I got to give it to Lara Croft again for number five.
It hurts.
And this is not to say it's a bad game. It's just, you know, it's man. These other games are just, you know, more my style. So, all right, so number four, so Travis.
Okay, same deal.
No, wait, what did Jason say?
Jason said Lara Croft as well.
Yeah, for five.
For his five?
Yeah.
Again,
did you guys play Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The demo.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to go number four, Pac-Man. I know I would have liked it a lot more if I played it and gotten more into the meat of it. But, yeah. Pac-Man.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go Lara Croft.
All right.
Limbo.
Limbo.
Is a little bit lower on my list, yeah.
I think I'm gonna surprise some people when I say this.
Don't.
You're gonna say Game Dev.
Game Dev Story.
I knew you.
Whoa!
Wow, Jesus.
Game Dev Story.
But you played that.
I'm playing the shit out of it.
Let me leave my brain out of my ear.
I'm playing the shit out of it. But there are so many little things about that game that bug the shit out of me. You know, I mean, like the artificial difficulty increase by throwing out, oh no, there's been a blackout. Okay. We've lost all like so many points. Yeah. Like they don't have generators and fucking saving their data and shit. It's like, whatever. But, you know, I can't disregard how good it is. I just.
No, but Demons and Dragons shit are way more realistic. So I understand.
Truth.
Ah, that's right. That's right. All right. Number three, Travis.
Super Meat Boy.
Oh, you want it? Oh!
Fuck you!
I get the first. Fuck you,
Jason. I actually predicted that you were gonna get the first one. I'm going Game Dev Story.
Game Dev Story.
Same here.
I think I'm going Limbo.
Oh, you
hit the button! Hit the fucking button!
That's bullshit, dude. That is so fucking bullshit.
Oh, shit.
Wait a second. See, you can't put Pac-Man. You only play the trial on Pac-Man.
No, I own Pac-Man.
Oh, as you were. I was going to say, if you're rating a fucking demo higher than a fucking full game you played.
All right. Number two, Travis.
Game Dev Story.
All right.
Had a lot of fun with that shit.
I don't blame you, dude.
That was really good.
Walker, fucking Walker.
Dude, this is when it gets really fucking tough for me. Like, really fucking hard. Can we skip me? Let's go to Jason first.
Jason just said Pac-Man. I'm saying Walker, Pac-Man as well.
Walker.
This is for number what?
It's for number two.
Pac-Man. You're saying Pac-Man as well for
yes.
two?
Yeah, number two is Pac-Man.
Dude, this shit's going to get tight.
It might be.
Fuck. I don't know which one of these two I like more. You guys go first for the next one. I'm going last. Travis, number one.
Number one, numero uno, Limbo.
Wow. All right.
Limbo. A game Chris? So short and it sticks with me for so long. It was so good.
Yeah, you know what else sticks?
Super Meat Boy.
Meat. Oh, yeah, fucking number one.
Jason and I are both with the Meat Boy.
Yes.
Love you. All right, so you need to choose between Limbo and Super Meat Boy, brother.
These are my number one and two, like
That's
two
right.
and one. Doesn't matter which way it goes. They're both so fucking good.
So good.
See, I beat Limbo, but that's not saying much because it's really short, and Meat Boy is just...
It's not... Fuck about beating it. It's not about length of time.
Well,
it's,
I know
what's
that,
a better
but it's
game,
like,
Jeff,
I've probably played Super Meat Boy for the same amount of time I've played Limbo and enjoyed it just as much. It's just...
Which one are you more likely to go back to?
That's not fair.
Which is a more...
That's kind of fair.
For you, Jeff, what was a better game? Don't think about it. Top of your head, it's the right answer. What's
I can't. That's the problem.
You
actually,
have no
be honest. The one I'd most likely go back to is
that's
probably
not,
Super Meat Boy.
You can't compare these two games like that. What's a better game, Jeff? I'm asking you, as a man, face to face, what's a better game?
You like better.
What do you like better?
Number two?
What do you like better?
Fuck my life. Jeff. I'm going to... better game. Enjoy. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Limbo. I have to.
Limbo is number one or number two?
Number one.
Boom!
Yeah!
Number one with a bullet.
But I love fucking... they're interchangeable.
Well, really, they are extremely, extremely close right now. As far as point score goes...
They're pretty much even.
No, Meat Boy's beating
it out. Meat Boy beating us by like, yeah.
Yeah, Meat Boy's beating it out. So Meat Boy has...
I'm cool with that.
17 points. And Mr. Limbo has 15 points. Those are the two highest.
Nice.
Totally cool with that.
I'm fine with it too. I have no problem with
no
that.
No problems with that?
They're both great games.
No problem with that at all.
I mean, it's hard to deny how good these games are.
Great games.
So.
I have no problems with that.
Cool.
But
so
I did play through them
saying it then?
Twice,
Super Meat Boy is our
downloadable game of the year. Yeah.
We're saying it is the game of the year.
Are you happy, Jason? Are you happy?
Are you
so
happy now?
Fucking happy. That was the one I really wanted.
He's rubbing his hands together. All right, Street Fighter's next.
Shall we move on to the
Wii?
Let's
go to Wii.
All right, here's what we have for our
Wii.
Let's
just give it to Tatsunoko and move on.
No. Let's talk about our Wii nominations. We got Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Monster Hunter Tri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kirby Epic Yarn.
What?
And No More Heroes 2.
I do want to say one thing. How the fuck did Donkey Kong that? Did no one play Donkey Kong?
No one played Donkey Kong. And
yeah,
I did
15 years ago.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing. It's like Donkey Kong looked just like Donkey Kong 15 years ago.
That doesn't mean it's not good.
If you really enjoyed
it. If you really enjoyed it 15 years ago,
that's
maybe.
True.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Touché. This is actually a difficult list for me, so
not for me at all.
I'm gonna be flipping back and forth on these, but
actually it is.
Travis, you want to go first again?
Number five, Monster Hunter Tri.
Because you didn't play it.
Because I didn't play it, and it is the farthest.
See,
no, it is the farthest from the genre
face.
That I would play.
That
it
you,
really
yeah.
is. I would of all these
I
games, this is the game I would like the least. I know for a fact.
And. Sticking by Travis' thing, like, same thing. Never
so
played it.
Well.
Monster Hunter Tri is going to be my number five.
I never played it. I know what
again.
I... Jeff,
disclaimer.
Same with you. I know what I like.
But, exactly.
Jason,
what
do you say?
That's cool. Actually, because I played it the least... Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Wow.
Oh my god!
Holy crap,
wow.
Really?
Fired
you played,
from
you played
life.
No More Heroes 2 more than Super Mario Galaxy 2?
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Shit.
This is really hard.
Chris.
This is really, really hard. I think I'm going to have to go with
That's
Kirby Epic
said.
Yarn.
Okay.
And the reason is because...
Lack of...
As much as I loved it, and it's as beautiful and as creative as it is, the game is so freaking easy. It really is.
Yeah.
Are you saying that because Entertainment Weekly said it was the worst game ever?
Fuck Entertainment Weekly. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Hey, did you listen to Bombcast? Best looking game of 2010. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Kirby's
also God of War 3 wasn't even nominated. Say what you want about God of War 3. That was one of the best looking games.
That was one of the best. I agree
Very
with you
pretty.
100%.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Number four. Travis.
Number four.
Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh, I'm going to slit your face. Once they throw it, that's just gross and wrong.
Yeah, you don't want to. That's my pipes. That's my bread. And
I know,
butter.
I know. You know, I don't want to do that shit. I'll take your butt or something with like a.
Who's
so anyway? Number four.
Who's next, Jeff?
Number four by again default. What's the thing? No More Heroes 2.
Fuck you! Oh, sorry.
It's not even that. Like I don't know.
There it is.
See, Jason? I haven't played Kirby's Epic Yarn, but I know it's a great game.
Okay.
Jason?
Did Jason say Kirby?
Kirby.
And I'm going to get the same hate that Travis got. Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
Oh, fucking haters.
All right. Travis, what do you got?
Numero tres. All right, here we go.
Numero tres.
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Okay.
Yarn. I'm going to be the same.
Number three?
Number three.
TBC.
TBC.
All right.
Jeff wishes Jeff. He had that fucking FU soundbite right now.
Yeah, tough shit. Can I say real quick, a little aside about the soundbite? Jason's playing it on his, it's a FU soundbite playing on his Android phone for 99 cents. It's quite the deal. But the actual, I guess you can like assign cover art to it, and it's a picture of Jeff's face.
And it's you in like full 80s mode, like you had the line shaved into the side of your head.
Well, Travis, if it went by your idea of game of the year, Assassin's Creed 2 would have never made it. Just saying. I five for your shit.
Oh my god, burn!
Damn, burn, son.
Dude, that's so hot. It's like 98 degrees hot,
Jeff,
son.
That was pretty rude, man.
Well, we'll see if that follows through with the.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Wow, dude. I thought we were brothers. You know what? We wouldn't have ran shit in high school.
I'm saying. No,
Jeff, what's your number three, brother?
You wouldn't have. I would have.
Jeff, what's your number three?
Kirby.
The Curbs.
All right. My number three is it's actually No More Heroes, I think.
No fighting for Other M or Cave Story? Jason, where are you?
Fuck Other M.
I want to beat you motherfuckers for not putting Cave Story on the fucking list.
Well, dude, you could have fought for it, man. Because to tell you the truth, No More Heroes, Kirby, and Monster Hunter, I haven't played either of them. I would have been cool with like you selling me on Cave Story being like, that deserves to be on this list. I don't know.
It's a remake. You know, it's a re-release.
Okay, real quick. It's why does an NES game...
It's not an NES game. It was a freeware. It kind of looks like it, but the gameplay is far more advanced than a lot of NES games out there. And it was redone graphics. You know, it's a tried and true. There's some fucking gameplay there, and it's really fucking good. And it's rare to find that nowadays. And to see, you know, it was an indie game made by one guy, re-released on the Wii with like HD graphics. And they kept everything intact to the original game.
HD graphics on the Wii?
I'm sorry. Anyway.
480p graphics.
Yeah, 480p.
Yeah.
But yeah, much higher resolution than the original game.
Of course.
So would you say that they did a better job of resurrecting an old game than, say, Monster Hunter did?
No. Monster Hunter is much higher on my list. But it's better than a lot of games that I played. I'm just saying, this is why I have a hard time fighting for it because it's kind of nostalgic for me as well, because they played a lot on the PC, and you know, and I just think they did a really good translation to the Wii.
This is one of the so many games nominations right here.
I think it should be too, because I've heard nothing but good things about it. That's what sucks about this shit, because like we don't have the time or the money to play everything. So there's going to be a time when the two of us play something, and the rest of us are like, I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. What are we on? Number two?
Yeah,
Travis, what's your number two?
The deuce for me is No More Heroes 2.
Wow, really?
Because I know that when I do play it, when it comes on PS3,
you're gonna be like, "Knee touchdown!"
I'm gonna be like, "This game has Travis in it." Game of the year.
So, Jason. That's solid. Actually, yeah, same deal.
No More Heroes.
Yep.
Jeff, what you got, buddy?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom.
For number okay. Yeah. And and I'm going to say Monster Hunter Tri. All right, so let's go around and say our Wii Game of the Year.
It's no secret. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Monster Hunter Tri.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Now this is kind of where the contention is going to happen, because Jason, our Wii Game of the Year was your lowest pick of the five nominees. Okay with that?
Yeah. Monster Hunter is lower than Kirby and No More Heroes.
Right now, Super Mario Galaxy has won by a landslide.
I am really it's such a niche game, but oh my fucking god, they knocked it out of the park.
I would
as the
agree
Monster
100%.
Series is concerned.
This is easily the best game in the Monster Hunter series,
without a doubt.
I would definitely say that.
I put more game time into this one, probably five times more than any other Wii game.
So theoretically speaking, how much is that usually like? Because it's a Wii game. I mean,
he played it like 10 hours,
probably 60 to 80 hours.
Wow. Holy shit.
I played it a lot. Yeah.
Wow. The game is I mean, you have to really like this type of game because Monster Hunter is a grind.
That's the only reason I didn't play it.
That's tough. That's tough to say. I don't even want to call it a grind fest.
It's just the way it is.
It's not like a Disgaea, like, you know.
No, it's not a Disgaea grind fest, but you do have to go and kill the same monster a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of hunting gathering going on.
And that's what it's all about. Human nature. It's all about hunting gathering.
Human nature. That's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Caveman diet or
life
Monster Hunter
Life sim. Monster Hunter Try. What a peace out game of the year.
All right, are we good? Are we calling this? Mario Galaxy 2 is our Wii game of the year. I have a feeling
such
that
a good game, man. I didn't play the first one, but man, two's so good.
You didn't play? Oh, that's right. You didn't play the first one.
I didn't play the first one. No, yeah, the second one was the first
honestly,
one.
Honestly, it's Super Mario Galaxy 2 is more of the same, but this is like the epitome of that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. As a disclaimer, if Tatsunoko was on a real console with good voice chat and online, that probably would have been my number one.
Fair enough, dude.
What up, Marvel's Capcom 3?
That's right. All right, you guys ready for 360?
Why not?
Yep. Let's do it.
360 just Game of Year nominees.
This is where it can... Okay. Yeah. I have like a really close second in the first, where we're like, can we just include multi-platform because I was PC? But no.
So we've been talking about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think shit's going to change up next year.
This is going to change next year. We're going to have a different
category. Well, I think we should bring PC in after next year for sure.
Thank you. Because now that three of us...
have decent PCs to play shit.
All right, so here's what
Number
we got
five.
For 360. Mass Effect 2,
fuck.
Alan Wake, Halo Reach, Super Meat Boy, and Limbo. God,
this is actually going to be pretty tough just for the fact that I love Super Meat Boy and Limbo, and I don't know where to put that between my other two not winning games. So, number five, Travis.
Halo Reach.
Oh, you have vagina.
Yeah. There's more Halo for me.
All right.
In my defense, because I know Jeff is like, "Oh, I'm gonna hate you. I'm gonna strangle you right now."
Nah, I don't care.
As much when Halo came out, I played the campaign, played multiplayer for like
I like Call of
two
Duty.
Weeks, and then compared to how much I played Call of Duty, yeah, you can joke all you want, but I played Call of Duty nonstop.
That's
to where Halo was just ended up being more Halo for me, and I kind of stopped playing it.
I want to apologize to our listeners. I'm sorry. I think I'm coming down with a cold. That's why I'm.
He was like 10 feet away from the mic, and he's still.
Did I still spike it?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit, dude.
Good job, dude. Seriously.
All right, Jason. What do you got, man? Number five.
Oh shit! What was it?
Mass Effect 2. Alan Wake. Halo
Wake.
Reach.
Number five.
Alan Wake.
Yeah. So I'm looking at my list and. Whatever you guys picked. Jesus Christ.
Well, don't get sick next time.
Mine's changing, so yeah. Hey, you could add vetoes, man. We're saying this shit. You can veto this shit. That's what we stopped last one. We're like, this would not be fair if we didn't get Jason for the last one.
I'm not super sold on, like, you know, two or three out of my list because I didn't play them an awful lot. And this is kind of why I think we're going to be changing up our list next year. We're not a shit ton of fucking exclusive titles.
Oh god, on PS3 or 360, they're fucking
that I feel like super strongly about. Like
default for the win.
This argument goes further with the PS3.
Yeah.
Category.
Oh god, it goes way further for the PS3. It's
sports champion says hey.
So you're saying? Well, sorry, what did you say? You said Alan Wake.
Yeah, Alan Wake.
Jeff, what do you got?
Wow. I'm also going Alan Wake.
I didn't give it enough time.
Really?
I'm also going Alan Wake. I really liked Alan Wake a lot, but...
I'm getting some hate right now, I think. I'm saying Limbo.
That's fine. Well, you're wrong, but that's cool.
All right, Travis, number four.
Number four. Super Meat Boy.
Oh my!
Oh my!
What is it with you in this game? This is not the best game in the world. I mean, Jason, it's an excellent platformer.
It
has perfect gameplay, like perfect controls.
Okay, a perfect gameplay, but that doesn't mean it's the most satisfying experience. Jesus Christ! It's not.
This is so much more fun than Monster.
I'm sitting here. It is a great game.
You know what?
No, it is a great game.
No. Just teach their own.
But. being the best platformer in existence doesn't make it
a good what?
No. I just said it's a great game. Jesus Christ, listen to me. No, it is a great game.
Hey, welcome to last year when
it is a great game.
Demon's Souls is a fucking great game.
Best platformer to date. But it does not make a great overall experience for certain people to each their own who like specific things.
I understand people like donkeys over having sex with women. That's true.
And that's their thing. That's their thing.
I'm not judging.
If Jeff wants to do that, he can do that.
That's why I have the soundboard now. Because
to each his own. Did we just not talk about that?
Oh, shit. This is therapeutic. I don't have to punch you in the face. I just have to hit this button.
I love you guys. Jason, what you got, man?
Where are we?
I don't know. We're number four.
Number four.
Pardon me. I want to say what was it? We're in 360, right?
Yep.
Yes.
No.
Limbo.
All right. Jeff,
I don't have a hate for the game. I really do like it. I just... A little overrated, man.
I don't have a soundbite button.
Yeah.
Super meat.
I paid $1 for this, so...
I'll have to invest next year.
Speaking of download, Zombies versus Pterodactyls.
Jeff, what do you got, buddy?
For number four, Super Meat Boy. Fuck you!
Oh my god!
I'm done.
He's resisting the button.
I am done.
I'm gonna go with Alan Wake for my number four.
Man, Alan Wake and Super Meat Boy both getting thrashed.
Seriously,
late. Wow. Well, early.
The fuck is the matter with you people?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Alan Wake. Come on.
No, dude. That's
we're
fine.
Being mature this year.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah,
but
Jason, now we have a soundbite instead.
You can be totally as wrong as you possibly could be, like right now. But I still love
it. I have the full song.
Hey, I'm an asshole as well. I'm gonna plug you that shit up.
Travis, number three.
Number three, Limbo.
Jason?
Reach. And I gotta say that I think Limbo would have beat it, like, prior to us playing it the other night.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Reach Jeff. A notch.
I love you, Jason. Limbo.
Love
Reach
you.
Was fun as hell.
God, this is going to be so great.
What do you got, Jeff?
I said Limbo.
Oh, did
Limbo
you?
Is my All number. Right. Yeah, my number three.
I'm saying Reach. Reach is my number three. Nice. I'm with you. The other night,
dude,
Tuesday
you
night.
Gotta play more often. It's fun.
That's awesome.
Casual that was shit. That was the shit.
Good shit.
Like had a good time. All right, number four.
Two. You mean
number two? Yes, 4 points. Number two.
I liked Alan Wake.
I liked Alan Wake too, but
I didn't realize how much I missed that game until about a few Tuesdays ago.
When you played it,
and I was like, God, I really could tell
you miss it more when you were doing more talking than the people who were playing it. Jason, you're just playing, and you're like, oh, that's great. The lighting effects are so awesome. Now go over there. Get the canister.
He's not trying to influence you or anything like that.
Look at the lighting. Oh, my gosh. You should have heard him when we were playing Red Dead. Oh, I love the facial expression.
And if you listen
to... Look at the bushes. Yeah, oh, my gosh, the bushes are awesome.
Look at his shoes. His shoes are
awesome. Check out the horse's ass.
And actually, you can see the muscles.
You're going to see the greatest.
That is really
you can see,
true.
You can see the cornhole. I'm not talking about Chris's backyard.
Touche.
All right, number two.
Jason, what do you got, man?
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, if it's not... can I just preemptively...
You're going to throw...
Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
Jeff.
Dude, I'm going with Halo Reach.
And
you know what? I'm actually pissed at Mass Effect at this point, because this would have been the first year that a Halo game would have been number one in any of my categories.
Ooh,
but no.
Really?
Mass Effect had to come out and ruin everything.
Mass Effect had to fucking come out and fucking ruin everything.
But it came out before.
Yeah.
So I was pissed on Halo for not coming out January 1.
Talk about Landslide.
If it came out January 1, it still would have been the same pick.
My number two is Super Meat Boy, which means that all four of us are saying
obviously,
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2.
We're all going Mass Effect 2, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
No spoilers or anything, but I think we kind of like this game.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's pretty decent. Yeah. It's a pretty good game.
It's an okay game.
It's not half bad.
Tune into the end when we actually announce
platformer in the history.
Fallout New Vegas as our game of the year.
Or Red Dead. What?
What?
Up.
Yeah, we haven't even hit fucking multi-platform.
Yeah, multi-platform is going to be a difficult one. All right, guys, let's move on to PS3.
PS triples.
PS triple. All right, Travis, what you got, buddy?
Done been hacked, yo.
Number five, the Cinco. GT5.
Ooh, wow, you fuck suck. That my game. Number five is Sports Champions, bitch.
Is that what you're doing, Jeff? Sports Champions?
Sports Champions.
All right. Jason, what you got?
Or also known as Tech Demo.
Are you Sports Champions too?
God, this is fucking tough. Do you know why?
Because they all suck. Because you don't like any suck. Of them.
There's two really good games on this list.
Yeah, very true, very true. But the bottom half, oh my fucking God. There are some wild
it's
cards
by default.
This is where I'm going. Have not played Gran Turismo 5. Have okay. zero okay. fucking desire to.
Okay.
So I'm going to put
fair enough.
That as
fair
number
enough.
Five.
Boom. And my number five is Heavy Rain. Okay.
Because you haven't played it, okay.
And because I
but you haven't played GT5 either, though.
To play Heavy Rain than I do GT5.
Because I'm making it, GT5 is a really good game for what it does.
And that's why I'm giving Heavy Rain my number 5 instead of GT5, because I would rather play GT5 than Heavy Rain right now.
That's actually really surprising to me.
Yeah, I should have brought that game that. Over.
You wanted not me to experience the movie with QuickTime events?
No, it's
well,
not
I just
bad.
Figured because you just no competition with that with you, Chris. You'd
it's not a
love
bad.
It from the beginning.
It's not a bad title, man. It's good.
Yeah, I
understand, but you know, GT5 is more where I would go if I were to go and buy a game.
Okay, well, you let all me right. know how cool. your Civic and its transmission is good.
I mean, or you can go play a Nissan GTR.
Did you change your oil
your
recently?
You
the
know,
yes, I did.
Did you flush your brake fluids?
Did you tell me what your number four is?
Yeah, I will
change
now. Sports Champion.
That's number.
I thought
wait,
that was your like
five?
Overall GOTY.
It was close.
Game of the year.
It was close. I was a little hazy during Extra Life because that was hour like 14.
But you're like right. you're like party games are awesome in a party with lots of people. This game's great.
I will
have
spare you
the
soundboard. I will go Sports Champions too.
For number four.
Four. I'm
sorry. What do you got, Jeff?
For number four, I'm actually going to go Heavy Rain.
And I'm going with GT5.
BT dub, like Heavy Rain would have been
can you,
great.
Can you hit
so
that
many
button,
games
Jason?
Why?
Yeah, thank you very much. Because GT5 is... Okay, that's... I'll try to make my...
messed up. Wow.
Okay, besides graphically inclined it is, it's a really great simulator. Racing sim.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for 1 second.
So what do you put... Okay, well, wait till we get to see what you put above that. I already know, because I can see the list, but... like, it's a big surprise. Anyway, Jason, number four.
Number four? I did four.
Number three.
Oh, you already
number
did four.
Three.
Number three.
Heavy Rain.
Travis?
Number three?
Number three.
3D Dot Game Heroes.
Can you hit that fuck you button?
So what the hell?
we're killing this.
Jeff, what you got, buddy?
I'm going 3D Game Heroes.
All right.
And again, by default, because I didn't play a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I'm going with Sports Champions.
No, hold on.
This is what sucks about this. This is what... Actually, you know what?
They both deserve one.
Fuck me and the bomb.
Yeah.
Well, I might want to change one of mine, actually.
Change one of yours. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm going to go 5, Heavy Rain.
What was your 5 before?
Do you want me to hit it?
Sports
hit
Champions. Because I literally never played Heavy Rain, like besides like a little bit of the demo.
I cannot wait for the
and you're
day
going
you play
4
this
for
game.
Sports
I cannot
four,
wait because
four?
You're going to be like, you know what? Well, that wasn't that bad.
Then I'm going to go Sports Champions and 3D game. Because I've actually played Sports Champions, like the full game. It was fun for a day, but it was...
Oh, my God. Travis is about to have a conniption right now. He
He looks like Jason did if like Street Fighter would have been the worst game ever.
Don't you fucking
well, hey now.
That's not even funny.
That's not even funny at all. That's fucking blasphemy. Shouldn't be fucking talking about video
right,
games.
Does that mean that I'm left? It does mean I'm left.
No, I just made an audible. That's all I did.
That's fine. That's cool.
And my three was sports champions for me. We're missing a number three for someone, though.
You guys got to justify your move purchase. I understand that. I understand.
Justify that purchase.
Well, either way, you can put Heavy Rain and Sports Champions on that same list and justify move purchase.
All right. Number two, Travis.
I'm making an audible. God of War is going to be my number five. No, I'm just kidding. God of War number two.
All right.
Don't go to me next. You're going God of War.
Jeff?
Yep, number two.
Chris, you go first.
God of War.
For number two?
For number two.
Holy shit, this motherfucker's going to win.
Fuck me in the ass. No,
it's all on you, buddy.
I got to go number two, GT5.
Fair.
Number one, Travis.
Heavy Rain.
Say it.
Fuck you.
Jeff, I know what yours is.
God of War, bitch. For real.
Jason?
3D Dot Game Heroes.
3D Dot Game Heroes.
That's, you know what, that's not a bad choice, man.
It is not a bad
How
choice.
How many dungeons this did you guys tough. Make it to?
I almost made it through the entire game.
Oh, you almost did. Good job, buddy. Good job.
Good job, you almost made it through there.
You know how many High times five. I beat Heavy Rain? Four.
Well, it only takes 3 hours.
Doesn't.
Well, once you figure out the controls, then you can move
you
on.
All
right.
I can't really calculate because I just kind of set the controller down and let it do its own thing. And
you can't do that every chapter, okay, Jason? Not every chapter.
Do you count those hours or no?
Only 70% of the game you can set it down.
Listeners, this is why we don't have a video review of Heavy Rain, because Travis and Jason fought the entire time. No,
Isn't this great? Isn't this great? What?
Let's be
what
fair.
Does this do?
We recorded.
Like a pretzel.
We recorded a video
Dab.
Review.
Yeah.
And we chalk a lot of it up to the fact that, well, one, we couldn't
I have
10 agree.
10 gigs of footage of Heavy Rain.
We couldn't see eye to eye on a final review score. And it also didn't help that we were recording in separate places.
Yeah.
So, like, those two things together, like, we just could not. Like, it was hard for us to time out and say, hey, this
one. Honestly, it's
it was
pretty
just,
bad
it
that
was
we've,
just a
we've,
mess.
We've, we've
a
like, mess. Attempted four different video reviews,
yeah.
And we've had one that's gone out, and it was the first one. It's
the
like,
first one, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's because you and Jason actually agreed on the same thing.
Actually, the second time. We recorded it twice.
Yep.
It took me revisiting to decide that I thought Bayonetta was a major
was a good game.
Shit.
I'm sorry, terrible question.
So Jason's like, all right, I'll take it for dinner. Like, tickle your butt
a
little
bit. In reality,
bitch.
I changed my review score.
Hey, let's
for
do this,
Bayonetta.
Chris. I bought you a six pack. Cool. You can stay over. You don't have to worry about Chris little kid. You can stay here.
Go ahead and drink
care
it
of.
First. That's cool.
So how did you like Bayonetta? Hey, man, did you really like Bayonetta?
No,
I ended up changing
my review score from major to terrible because Jason said that he would cut my balls.
Pretty much.
I'm still waiting for that to happen. I'm not going to lie.
I'm disappointed that 3D Game Hero gets higher than GT5. But, again, by
I'd
default, because you guys didn't play it.
Well,
GT5 is a great fucking game.
And 3D Game Heroes is a great fucking game,
too. I understand that, but it's a... you know what? I have no argument because I'm just going to be like, it's a bite off of Zelda, but GT5 isn't that much.
I was going to say, GT5,
so,
God of War, they're, you know, they're
I will swallow my
pride exactly
and I am cool with this. This is good. As long as God of War wins, that's cool.
Did everybody have their other number ones?
Yeah, everyone. So here's the deal, guys. 3D Dot Game Heroes has 16 points.
Oh my god.
God of War has 17 points.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's bullshit right there, but anyway.
Well, your game won, Jeff.
I know.
Shut
I'm saying.
Off.
Did you play 3D Game Hero, Travis?
Yeah. The shit out of it.
We all played
I think
it.
There was a video of me playing that game.
Oh, well, you know, there's a video of you guys playing Indispressions, which is about 15 minutes
yeah,
long.
Yeah, but I totally played that game. You remember I made a Ryu character?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made Simon Belmont.
I love that.
That doesn't
one.
Mean you played the game.
I'm not going to argue this one at all.
Just saying.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I didn't God think the War. 3D got Game Heroes would win. I think God of War is a worthy PS3 overall.
The first 20 minutes of it just was great. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. God of War was just one of the greatest action games.
It was super impressive.
I'd say that's like it's my one or second best action game of the year.
Uh-oh.
This is funny because I remember Jeff telling me earlier, I don't even think God of War is going to be on my top five.
No, game of the year, not PS3 game of the year.
And if you look at the game of the year,
hey, have you seen the game?
It's not even on it.
Yeah. What up?
This is why we need to revise this whole thing.
Yeah.
No. It's not revising. It's just PlayStation exclusive.
We need to revise our list.
Our categories. Yeah, we need to revise our categories.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And we'll do that for next year.
Into one category.
For the time being, let's move on to multi-platform, which consists of...
I guess ugly.
Bayonetta.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Darksiders.
Uh-huh.
Castlevania.
Uh-huh.
Dark Red Dead Redemption.
What up?
What up?
And Need for Speed.
What up?
Good shit.
You know what? This is one I really wish Vanquish I played earlier. Fuck my life.
Yeah.
I wish I had enough money totally to buy every game that I wanted to play this year. All right, Travis, what do you got? Number 5.
And Brotherhood 2 is...
Go ahead and hit the button, Darksiders.
No, I won't.
For number 5?
I will not hit the button on that.
Darksiders number 5. Jason.
Oh, fuck. Castlevania.
This is fucking tough.
Jeff.
Need for Speed.
I will also pick Need for Speed. Travis, number 4.
Need for Speed.
Same deal. Need for Speed.
Jeff.
Castlevania.
Red Dead.
Oh, fuck you.
You look like a schoolboy. Like, I was looking at you through the fucking window. Well, me and Jason Ross, I was looking through the fucking window, and your jaw was, like, wide open. You're like, you know, I'm even going to counter that. We were inside watching you play, and you actually damn near wrecked your fucking horse.
Because
you were like, oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the fucking game and how beautiful it was.
It's true.
It
actually, you want to know the truth? I was trying to figure out what the hell you were talking about when you said something. That you were looking at that you thought that the horse's ass looked good.
Dude, that was like 10
it does, and the muscle flexing, dude. Play. I'm with
don't even
the muscles flex and shit, and the glutes just kind of like tighten up.
Oh my god!
I was going on.
So
I
can't believe
we're talking
what's
about
up?
This shit. All right, number 3.
Fuck. Oh.
Number 3 for me, Castlevania. I did not play it, but I had this nagging suspicion that if I jumped into it, I would fucking love that
you
game.
You probably
it's
would.
Good. It's
would
a really
it
good
really
game.
Is good.
Really good game.
What you got, Jason?
By itself. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Darksiders.
Wow. Jeff, what you got?
Oh,
this is going to be a
this
really,
this
really
is actually
one.
My toughest out of the 3. I'm going to go with Red Dead.
Wow.
I'm going to get some hate right now. I'm going to get some hate really bad.
I'm fingers on the button. Man.
I'm really trying. I'm trying to figure this out. All right, I'm going Castlevania. Game time decision, Castlevania.
No hate for
You're
that.
You're not going to get hate from that.
No, never mind. I'm not going to say a word. Travis, number 2.
Number 2 is Bayonetta. I really dug that jam. That was hot.
That was a good fucking game. Yeah.
Are we
at number 2?
Really yes.
Red Dead Redemption.
I knew it.
Cool.
Nice.
Jeff?
Good. I'm going Darksiders.
And I am going with Bayonetta.
Cool.
Number 1.
Red Dead Redemption.
But
this is going to be close, man.
Jason, what do you got? Number 1, man. I know what you're going to say already.
What are you going to put in? Bayonetta. I mean, shit.
Jeff,
yeah, but
are you
Bayonetta, dude? Bayonetta.
And
fucking hands,
is,
fucking down.
Darksiders.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Of all these games,
holy
I look back
shit.
And I really enjoyed Darksiders the most.
God. Okay, you so really add this looking shit forward up, to that next Zelda game, right?
I really am, dude. No, I fucking loved it, man.
Dude, Darksiders was fucking great, and the only reason it edged out Red Dead on my list is because I actually went back to play Darksiders again, and I didn't do that with Red Dead, so. That's the reason why I busted it.
I happily played through Darksiders twice. I happily played through Darksiders twice. And I got the platinum fucking trophy on that game. Not many games I do that with.
That's cool.
However,
if we had like a favorite IP, like new IP, I think Darksiders may have been my top.
Really?
Yeah, for real. It was just the gameplay.
Then, yeah.
Certain aspects.
They can build off
gameplay.
That for sure.
But you see the potential.
Oh,
for
fuck yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And
yes.
I'll tell you what, man. Just the idea of like, I think that they basically stole ideas from several different games.
Right.
But they merged them all together pretty well.
Okay. You know, I agree. Oh, hell yeah, for sure.
So, and that's really what it came down to. When I picked up the game and I looked at the game that I just paid $60 for,
yeah.
I was okay with paying $60 for that game.
I doubled it.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I only paid $10 for the second
time. But you still doubled it. Just, you know. Hey, I doubled it on Super Meat Boy. I only paid $375 for the second time I bought it. But.
Last week, I waited until the sale was over.
Did you really?
I did. So I
are you serious?
I wanted them to get the money.
All right.
Jason, I doubled it.
But
in
do they get the money from that? Or does it go to...
You could do worse.
You could do worse. That's right.
Yeah,
he probably didn't you double dip on Madden too?
All right, so who wins?
Almost triple dipped. Almost got him on PS2.
See, you could do
I'm
worse.
I'm sorry.
By a landslide, it's Bayonetta.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's dessert. That and, fucking game is fucking
I have
amazing.
No objections to that. I will happily.
And I'm gonna put the
no word of
away.
Life.
I'm,
Vanquish.
I'm
I could put that on there. It would have been like my number three at the least.
I don't. Would that have changed much?
So
or?
Good. What?
Would that have changed much? Or?
I don't think it would have changed between the you guys. I don't know if you guys have played it, but in terms of like my top five, yeah,
that's my top one game that I wish I played more of.
What, Bayonetta?
No,
Vanquish. Vanquish.
Me too.
Oh yeah. I think you'd like it, dude. I think you'd really.
Ever
really
since
like
Innisfest, like watching MC play it, I was like, man, I really need to get my hands on this.
It's really definitely, guys, pick it up. It's you can get it cheap.
We
it's
suck.
Good stuff. It's good things. It's good things.
Jeff,
can I get a honorable mention with Enslaved?
Yeah, I'll give Enslaved an honor.
Enslaved definitely deserves an honor.
Just in terms of good storytelling, the mocap was great.
And of all things, as much as I know that Jason hates this type of game, I want to let you borrow this game just because I think you would like the charm of the acting and the story.
It is a lot of hard.
I'm glad this year's over so I don't have to play it.
Jason's all about looking forward.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to look behind him.
Well, he doesn't like story and dialogue. So.
Not true.
No, it's not an insult. I'm just saying, like, dude, like,
no, it's all about the platforming.
No, I have to agree.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you fucking love Super Meat Boy. No word, like, that game's got fucking almost perfect controls, like, literally perfect.
Great gameplay.
Oh my god,
game.
It just hit me.
What?
It just hit me. Okay,
and good game.
Just hit Travis.
Jeff is the action whore. Chris is the graphics whore.
How am I a graphics whore?
Shut up. No. You've said a thousand times
around.
That you're a graphics whore. I'm the
True.
Story whore. I'm the story whore.
When did I say
and
that?
And you are the platforming whore.
No, not true. I'm
the
platforming
whore. You've got things all over the place.
Platforming whore.
I am nothing.
You know what?
Wow. Where did Super Mario Galaxy
I hit
fall on my Wii
list? The nail on the head.
I don't think you hit that at all, Travis.
No,
I'm pretty sure. That's no.
Yep, I think I
that's
just
like
saw,
a 10-foot wide vagina you totally
no,
missed.
No, dude, that is a game. It's a buzzer beating 3-pointer for the win.
I'm still wondering where I became the graphics whore.
Well, you've said it a thousand times.
I don't get where Jason gets
no,
the platform.
No, I talked to the guy who edited episode zero. I have the exact moment
you
where you said,
lot, but,
"Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm a graphics whore." Literally those words.
That's a pretty accurate soundbite. However,
yeah.
Where did
context?
Gran Turismo fall on your list?
You that know, game doesn't look great
the
all the time.
Okay, can we just get a second runner-up with Madden 11, guys? Madden 11? Can we get a Madden 11?
Yeah. Fucking
hey, I feel
game
like...
it goes to Madden 11!
I feel like I have to do this for this particular category.
Wait, are we moving on to another category?
No.
We're
still
pretty sure we're done.
Okay.
But I feel
are
like
we really?
I have to do
I
this
we
for
did
this
that.
Category. The number 5 game was Need for Speed with 6 points.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I would hire. That's such a good game.
I know, it really is a good game.
But
Castlevania was number 4 with 9 points. Darksiders was number 3 with 13 points.
Red Dead
had
two?
14 points. And Bayonetta had a landslide 18 points.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow. That's one of our...
How many did Super Street Fighter 4 have?
Okay, since that's not on our thing, this is what... Did you vote for that, Jason?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Here it comes.
Where would Super Street Fighter have fallen?
No, we have to have this conversation.
Actually,
like,
not as high as you would have thought. Where did I put it?
And I don't think mine would be either.
Actually, I put it number 2. Wow.
Okay.
I gave a sidebar. I was saying Super Street Fighter 4 would be hands down my game of the year in terms of how much time I put into it. But that was a game that was built last year, which technically Super could have been an expansion.
Reach. So could so many
Reach could
Reach
not.
Was
That's
a graphic
brand
overhaul,
new engine, brand new story, brand new everything.
Reach was a graphic overhaul. So
no, it was
still
a
plays
brand.
Exactly
no,
the same.
No. It plays the same, but it's a brand new engine, everything. Like, okay, well, so Call of Duty Black Ops, same shit.
Mm-hmm. Black Ops is not in this conversation.
I never
put it in the game of the year.
If Street Fighter 4, if this, they could have put this up as DLC. They could have. Would you have nominated that for best game of the year?
Yes.
Even though it's the same structure that they built last year.
I believe that Super Meat Boy, which
that doesn't
is
matter if
download...
it came out this year, Travis, is the actual game. It's like, it's still, so Super Meat Boy, sorry, go ahead. Jason?
I just want to qualify like a game of the year candidate as being mm-hmm. like it has to be a retail disc or something, or
no, just like an actual like a game that was built and released like for this year. That's my thing. Is like Super Meat Boy, it would have been built and released for this year. Like not the same thing, because like Super Street Fighter 4 could have been DLC. Capcom decided not to do it because it could have been. So it would have been like giving Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare, Game of the Year. Or...
Okay. Jeff, even Welcome to the Goo put this as pretty much their Game of the Year.
Yeah, and that's,
I mean, that's
fine,
okay.
But
so
that doesn't,
your point
that
being...
doesn't change the fact that...
So you're saying that they're incorrect as well. I mean, they're...
I'm not saying they're incorrect.
It's not a reasoning.
I'm saying
of being
my opinion of why I
it's
did
the,
not put it on
of...
my list.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with them being wrong or right. I'm saying the way I look at Super Street Fighter 4 is an expansion of what they did last year. We gave Street Fighter 4 our Game of the Year last year. That's what won. And what they did this year, they added on to what they built last year. That's fine if they gave it their overall Game of the Year. That is fine.
I feel the exact same about a lot of first-person shooters, Halo in particular. You know, mm-hmm. I played every Halo, and you know, they don't seem to change an awful lot. You know, it's the same with sports games or whatever. But a lot of people have those on their Game of the Year. It's going to come down to, you know, personal preference.
Yeah,
whatever,
I don't know.
It does come down to personal preference, because I, per se, did not put Street Fighter down because last year, Street Fighter was on my list, without a doubt. It shows because it was our Game of the Year. But this year, I played other games a lot more that I enjoy this year compared to Super Street Fighter 4, which came out, last year.
Last,
2010.
Well, this year,
right?
Yeah. Or, yeah.
That's why it's not on my list. I didn't put it on my... Jeff, I'm sorry. If you played it that much and loved that much, you should have put it on your list.
I agree.
Well, dude, I already said as a disclaimer, before we did an amateur list, like, right away, Super Street Fighter 4 is my favorite game of the year, but I'm disqualifying it because it's an add-on from what they did last year. Because that's... Okay, Jason, what you want to say, like, Halo does whatever it does before Call of Duty, yes, but it's a totally different, like, okay, Halo, I will totally argue with that, saying like Halo Reach is totally different than 3. But Call of Duty, you might have an argument. Maybe. Because that's the same engine, same, basically adding new storyline.
I'm with Jeff on this one 100%.
I
will never deny how good Super Street Fighter is, but the core game is exactly the same.
It's not
as Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
the same.
No change to the core game.
Ouch. That's not true. And that's where we're going to have contention.
Jason, come on, dude. You're a fighting game. You love Street Fighter.
Yeah.
They only need minor tweaks to balancing and stuff that you do actually in the game.
They added
but it's still,
supers and...
Well,
added
no, they added more stuff than that. But really, all they added to the game that they released last year was new characters. right?
We have the replay channel as well.
Yes.
There's a ton of features that have been added to, you know, the game.
I honestly think, and I'm halfway speaking for Jason for this. Jason, if this was a let me just ask you.
You're probably gonna ask the same thing I was gonna ask.
Was released retail DLC at $40 only. And also DLC as well, like kind of like how Undead Nightmare is. If it was released retail and DLC, would this still count as a actual release for 2011 for you?
Yeah.
It still would. Yeah. See, that's where I would falter and be like, okay, well, yeah, it was released DLC as well, so it can be an expansion. But this was straight up a retail release. It's a new version of our game.
Yeah,
boom,
but that's
straight up.
That's Capcom's
why I'm
being
still
like,
on
we're just going to do this.
Fence, where I'm like, okay, yeah, this does qualify. If you want it there, it should be there.
Totally agree. But I think it's just Capcom's is like, if we put this as a retail release, it's going to make more people buy it at retail instead of downloading it. And that's fine and dandy and cool. And like I said, that is definitely my game. That's definitely the game I played most this year by far. But if you look at it, if that was just DLC and not retail disc, I don't think it would even be in this conversation.
Right.
I really don't think it would be. It would just be like an expansion of any other expansion that has come from this Cataclysm. Is that game of the year?
That would be on a lot of people's top list, actually. Yeah, because it does add a shit ton to the actual gameplay.
Here's my thing. Would you include, like, I know none of us really have talked about it very much, but what about like Dragon Age Awakening? It's just an expansion. It's just an expansion for Dragon Age. However, it had a retail release, but it was also DLC. I mean, I feel the same way about Dragon Age Awakening as I do about.
Well, I just said that if it was a mutual DLC and retail release, then I would kind of be like, oh, okay. Well,
yeah, that's why I think the thing is because they just decided to just go retail.
But it wasn't.
Some people, yeah, exactly. Some people look at that as game of the like that's a brand new game, but realistically, it's really not.
But no, fuck that. No, they came out. I mean, BioWare came out and said this is an expansion.
I'm talking about Street Fighter.
That's what I'm saying. But Chris brought up Dragon Age. Mm-hmm. It was
because
not,
it's a similar situation.
It's exact same
not,
situation.
No, it's not.
I don't.
How is it not?
How is it not? It's a game that was released last year.
Okay,
major content expansion that was placed on
that's,
it.
That changed the way your characters are structured,
yes,
and added in a brand new story and enemies and everything like that. How
did
is
you
it
play
any
it?
Different
did it do
from
that?
Street Fighter? What?
Did you play it?
No. But I've read enough about it to find out that it added in new balances and new structure and new characters and a new storyline and
so
everything like that.
So it completely overwrote the original engine.
Who did? Super Street Fighter 4?
No.
Dragon Age. So they made
Dragon Age.
So Awakening made Dragon Age what it was supposed to be. Like, it remade, like, it made it better. Like, it
and that's what Super Street Fighter did.
It gave you the optimum experience for Dragon Age.
We're asking you if that's what it did.
Yeah, totally. Apparently. Okay. Well, I don't know. Apparently that's what it did, yeah.
Okay, alright.
But would that qualify it for being the expansion being Game of the Year over the original?
I don't know.
Like, that's the thing, is like, it's...
I feel the same way about a lot of first-person shooters. They don't change that much from year to year for me. It doesn't... outward appearances are like, you know, okay, it's the same old shit, but... If you talk to a first-person
shooter, understand that.
Like fanatic, it's like, oh my fucking god, these games are completely different, and yeah, they're completely worthy of, you know, complete and total distinction.
I agree with what you're saying.
I'm not even trying to put this on like game of the year list.
No. I know.
Me neither. No.
No, I already agree with
Jason.
This
is just a discussion
like,
of why it's not on
yeah.
our list.
Like, this is why we're talking about why it's not on there.
I'm so disappointed that Jeff didn't even have this on his multi-platform list because he has played this the most out of
any
fucking game.
Did you listen to the last episode?
I
explained why it's not on there. I said it is...
you feel like it's an expansion.
That's not what I said at all. Okay. I said Super Street Fighter 4 is my number one game of the year. I'm just going to put that out there right now, whether it's multi-platform or game of the year. But because we talk about fighting games all the time, people are going to think, it's a Street Fighter bias, which I agree with. I'm like, yes, it is. I fucking love Street Fighter. This is why that's on there. And because I don't think it's changed that much since last year's game that we gave Game of the Year. I'm not going to put it on my list because it's
just
not going to be fair.
Jeff, are you worried more about outward appearances or just like... as far as I knew, we're not critics here. We're just speaking from the heart. This is what we like.
Yeah.
And that's why people tune in and, you know...
Which is why I said it was my game of the year.
Okay.
Let's put this to rest in a different way. If Street Fighter was on your list, would it have been number one?
No, it wasn't.
Jeff, if Street Fighter was on your list, would it have been number one?
It depends. I said last week, yes, it would have been. It would have been my game of the year.
Yeah.
Just like I said last week. I said that would have been my game of the year. And okay. now Jason's trying to argue with me, being like, well, because we're not critics and all this stuff. No, we're not critics. That's what I said last week.
If it was on our five to choose from this week, it'd probably be number five.
Yeah, same here. So we would still have given it to Bayonetta regardless.
Right.
Oh, on multi-platform?
Multi-platform.
But I think the argument was, does it deserve to be in this category? Yeah,
that was the thing. That was my distinction is why it's not on here.
We are already acknowledging the fact that Super Street Fighter is easily one of the best packages that you could buy for 2010. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
It's a great package.
It is. I think what we're doing instead is because everybody knows how much this particular podcast talks about Street Fighter and enjoys that game, we're giving the floor.
Gun shy. Oh my god.
We're giving the floor to other games.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, Jason.
That's
Blaze
fine.
Blue
that's
Continuum fine. Shift.
Great package. I gave it a very high nod last year.
Last year. This year. Continuum Shift.
I didn't play it at all, so I don't really know.
But what
really
do you think? It's
good.
New characters, couple balance issues change, whatever.
Haven't
would you actually give
it,
that a brand new game of the year, like brand new game release?
No. I totally think it's in. It would be in contention.
Well, let me flip this script. Okay.
Be honest, dude.
I am being honest for real, dude.
I'm gonna flip the script and go back a couple. I'm gonna go back a couple of categories. Okay, Fable 2 came out just a year ago. It was my game of the year last year. It's basically the same engine. You're pretty much playing the same game.
Thank you.
All right, if Fable 3 was better, guess what? It would be on my fucking list this year.
If Darksiders comes out next year with the same fucking engine and just kind of like a couple tweaks to the engine where it allows for co-op gameplay.
But you dig that motherfucker.
But you fucking love that game and you put it on your fucking list. Can I call you out on it or what?
If it's not a brand new eight-hour storyline, then yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right.
So Super Street Fighter came out two years later than Street Fighter 4, then it would be available.
Jason, sorry. Not to exclude Chris or Travis, guys, sorry. But yeah, Street Fighter, I love fucking Street. Like I said last week, I said this is my fucking game of the year. This is the game played the fucking most.
But
do you think like they made basically hardly any changes to the actual engine? They balanced characters, added in some more characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but you said that you look at first person shooters, same kind of thing that reset kind of year.
Feels
right?
like it to me, yeah.
To
but,
you,
but
you might
I'm
not be
being
familiar.
Ignorant about it because I don't play them.
Okay,
a lot.
But realistically, that's a brand new storyline. And then what they take for us, I would compare what Street Fighter did to what the multiplayer does to other first-person shooters, whereas they tweak multiplayer.
Now they add things to multiplayer. Yeah.
And they add things here and here, which is what Street Fighter really does. Because outside of multiplayer, well.
There's not much going on.
I
want to say the same about first-person shooters. Like, nobody gives a fuck about the storyline in first-person shooters. I'm just saying.
I don't even play them, and I would argue that.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
But if we're going to go that, and Travis can argue that with me, I'm putting Super Street Fighter 4 on my game of the year list. Then fuck it. Jason wanted on there. Travis backed him up. I'm like, fuck it. If three out of the four people are cool with having that on there,
I'm putting that on my game of the year list. God, we're fucking past it already. That's the thing is that I was not trying to fight to put this on the list.
I was more or less.
It's a principle.
I was concerned that you played this game. the most out of any other game.
Fucking hell, for sure.
Like multi-platform list.
No. But if you listen to the show last week,
I understand where you're coming from, but I'm still questioning you about it. That's
why I already named it my game of the year, and it's like, okay, if we're not excluding this, how do you say this
is my game of the year, but it's not my game of the year? Because we got to make a real game of the year.
Because you know what? Because people are gonna hold up fucking Street Fighter.
We're getting into fucking real serious fuck you territory here. Because you're claiming it as your game of the fucking year, but then you're not going to put it on any of your fucking lists?
Yeah.
I did. I put it on two of mine, and then I was like...
That's where we're at right now.
You didn't listen, did you, Jason? Exactly. That's exactly what I thought.
I have tuned
Ignorance
out.
Is fucking bliss. It's awesome.
I have tuned out.
Yeah.
I love you, but I...
All right,
We're moving on because this is going nowhere.
I wasn't going to say it at all.
We're moving on because this is going nowhere. Let's do Lair.
Do it.
Lair to Human Award. All right, so I just tacked on Fable 3. So we need to get rid of one of these, and then we'll rank them.
All right, so here's
what we've got right now. Final Fantasy 13, Crackdown 2, Splatterhouse, Final Fantasy 14, White Knight Chronicles... and Fable 3.
I'm going to call White Knight Chronicles because we called bullshit on that shit last week. Because you played 100 fucking hours. You're going to tell me you were let down? Get the fuck out of here, dude. I love you. Chris, I love you, dog. But get the fuck out of here if that game was a letdown. You played 100 hours. If you were let down,
You're asking me to take off a game that I enjoyed from our most disappointed list.
Yes.
Okay.
No problem. We're down to five.
Wait a second. What just happened here?
Can I add Super Shooter 4 to this list?
See, now we're just pushing.
I know. I'm just kidding. Man.
Jeff, I fucking love you, dude. I fucking love you.
Wow, that was
Tell
good.
Jason to fucking calm down.
I'm just kidding. I'm fine, dude.
All right, so here is what we have for our Lair/2Human Award. First, official, I might add. Final Fantasy 13, Crackdown 2, Splatterhouse, Final Fantasy 14, Fable 3.
I played all of these except for two.
Let's
Did
hear
I
it.
Buy all of these? I think.
Travis, what do you got, buddy?
Number 5 was Splatterhouse. Crackdown, Splatterhouse.
All right.
Yeah, I bought. Yeah.
He bought all of them?
So you were qualified.
No, I didn't buy 14. I didn't buy it.
But you played it.
A
little bit of it.
Yeah, a little bit.
A taste. I knew
exactly what was up when I played that.
Or what was down.
Jason, what do you got for number 5?
Holy fuck. 14.
14 is number 5?
Sure.
Okay. Jeff, what do you got?
I'm going with 14 as well. Because I'd rather play Splatterhouse than 14. And I've never played either of them, so. Booyah.
Did you play 11?
Yeah.
I did play 11, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait.
I know.
You realize that
hug me.
This list is going to end up being the one that gets the most votes is the one that is the most disappointing of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I thought we were going in the same order we did before.
We are going in the same order. Number 5 is the least of the most disappointing.
Yeah, what's the confusion?
Why do you people listen every week?
I'm so confused. Because I only have one. I only have one standout in this entire list.
Yeah, and I know what it is, and I think we agree.
I disagree.
The last one we list is the big standout.
Yeah, yes. The last one you list is the one that's most disappointing.
Right.
Oh, headache.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
is the most
you said Splatterhouse, so that's the least disappointing of the 5.
Yes, because it blew out my expectations because I have yet to play the game.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and Jason said 14. Jeff, are you sticking with 14?
Yeah.
So that was the least?
Right. I can't really get disappointed by something I never had any expectations for.
And I'm going to say Fable 3 for mine, because I didn't really have any experience with that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Your expectations were met.
Yeah, that's right. They were met. You know why? Because I don't give a shit about Fable. So, all right, let's talk about number 4. What do you got, Travis?
Fuck.
Ooh, the Crackadowns.
The Crackadowns.
Yeah.
Jason.
13, actually.
I'm surprised that wasn't the one you mentioned last time.
No, I kind of like 13.
That's why I'm surprised.
Come on, Jason, what was your number 5?
Okay.
His number 5 was 14, and I was surprised that number 5 wasn't 15.
Okay, I see where this is going.
Jeff, what do you got?
Yeah.
For number four?
Bless you.
I'm going with Splatterhouse only because I never played it.
I'm going with Splatterhouse because I had some dumb fun with that game.
All right.
Hey, I wasn't really expecting much, but I had dumb fun with it.
Right. Hey, real quick, does Final Fantasy 13 Agito, does that qualify next year, Jeff? Like, since it's, you know, the same game, right?
Apparently. There's like, how many 13 games have they been announced?
I think there's
12. Like four of them.
Oh, yes. 12, right? There's 12.
But fuck that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Same engine.
There's even a PS2 version coming out. It's weird.
Same engine. They only added it in like six characters. Right. And did some balancing.
We're
on
number three.
Yeah.
Number three.
Number three. I have not played it, but I'm so disappointed at the negative press and the criticisms that it's getting that 14 is so bad. That breaks my heart. So, yeah. Final Fantasy 14.
Jason.
Crackdown.
I am going with 14.
I'm going with Fable 3.
All right.
Why
number
did they
two.
They have more capes in Crackdown. That's what I was really looking for.
Play DC Universe on one.
Some tights. Something. God.
It's the same thing, but less orbs and less fun.
A nemesis or something. Come on. Jeez.
Oh, shit. Okay, Travis, what do you got? Number two.
Number two, Final Fantasy 13. Fuck that game.
Fuck that game. Well, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I hear what you say.
Jason.
What are we at? Two?
Number two.
Two.
Splatterhouse.
Oh, Splatterhouse is number two.
I kind of knew what I was
Jeff, what do you got?
Yeah, Final Fantasy 13.
And I am also going to say Final Fantasy 13. Number one. I knew that you and I agreed, Jeff. I knew it.
Hell yeah.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Fable 3 for me. Most fucking disappointing.
Oh, Travis, how can you say Fable 3 was the worst game? It was your game of the year last year. You got to hate it. Oh, my God.
Can I call Fable 3? After God. This,
like, oh, it started
thing,
off so strong.
Way.
Yeah.
It started off so strong.
Oh, not even really strong.
No, wait,
like I said, it was kind of like the ball cupping.
From Fable 2.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like the soft,
from,
making you feel comfort.
From
like,
Fable 2.
This will be a good
from
date.
From the only person who loved Fable 2, it started off really promising.
Okay.
Couple that with the promises Molyneux was making for the second half of the game.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was like so pumped for that game.
That was kind of the preemptive sexy dirty talk.
And then once the
Can
game
you give
was
me some Peter Molyneux like sexy yeah. talk.
You
but
want,
not
you
in
want
that
some,
voice.
You want some sexy Peter Molyneux
like the deeper.
Just a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah. Not so much Elmo doing it, but...
Oh, you know what I'm going to do to you, love? I'm going to take you.
Okay, all right, we're done.
Okay,
thank you.
I was going to go into this whole rant how I was going to, like, wine and dine you in Paris and everything. All this crazy, sweet, romantic stuff, and then I was going to do doggy style in front
one.
Of all your friends.
Not necessary.
Okay. Number one. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff?
Crackdown 2.
Crackdown 2!
I just
spiked the audio.
You guys are so cool.
Sorry.
I just want you to know that. You're the coolest.
We're totally cool.
Well, we are totally
You're
cool.
just jealous. Guy.
So
you guys would have ran shit.
That was pretty disappointing.
You and Jeff would have run shit. Me and Jeff, we run shit.
Oh,
that's
right?
How that shit works.
Currently and forevermore.
Yes.
Forevermore.
Yeah, I didn't.
I wouldn't run
I
shit.
I beat Crackdown too, actually. But
did you
did
beat
you really?
It?
Yeah, I did. For reals.
No kidding.
For reals. Check the
like.
Gamer
the
shit.
Achievements?
Yeah,
bitch.
Go check the achievements, yo.
I don't believe you check those achievos.
Go check it. I beat it.
All right. Like, I wanna give
I didn't like it.
says it on the achievement.
I was
did not like it.
I was compelled to beat that fucking game. Oh my God.
You were called.
I regret that entire
You regret
experience.
Beating it?
What's that? Yeah,
you
I do.
Regret beating
I do.
It? So why did you?
I don't, but, you know, the whole Crackdown thing and, you know, I'm like,
were you
I can't
drunk?
Bitch about it unless I beat it. Or
okay, when, did this come out before Super Street Fighter?
What's that?
Did it come out before Super Street Fighter?
I don't know what you're getting at. But
No,
I'm just getting at that's
trolling.
Be crazy
I
if it came out afterwards.
I think it was after.
That would just be insane.
I think it was after.
It could have been. It was a pretty quick burn, I guess, weekend or whatever.
Well, here's what we ended up with. The least of our most disappointing games was Final Fantasy 14 with 8 points.
We knew
by
it was
default.
Gonna suck from day one.
that was totally by default.
Then it was Splatterhouse with 9 points. Then there's a tie between Fable 3 and Final Fantasy 13 with 14 points.
Well,
then Crackdown 2 wins with 15 points. So can you guys live with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I played Splatter House, to be honest.
I'll be honest with you.
No.
I didn't hate it.
No, I didn't hate it. No, you don't.
I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it. It was on my most disappointing list,
Chris,
but...
You never got to, like, this game is fucking broken point.
Really?
Yeah, because you would... Yeah.
No,
you
I didn't. You're right. You're right. Because I know you said you got to that point, so... But, I mean, the combat is just fucking stupid fun, man.
Passable stupid fun. Yes, it's all right. It's cool. But then it gets to a point where it's like, why the fuck did you put in 3D platforming?
Platforming whore. Told you. You're a platform whore.
Well, you know what happens now, guys.
We
put Travis on our veto list.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, that'd
yes.
be awesome.
All right, let's yes, do that. Let's take a break because we're going to come back and we're talking about Game of Year. It's going to take a long fucking time. So we're going to take a very unusual second break, and we'll be right back right after this.
It's time to wake up.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
Welcome back again.
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 Welcome back again, again.
All right, let's talk about Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Why not?
G-O-T-Y.
First thing we have to do is narrow this down to five games.
Out of 20?
Out of 12. We've got 12.
12.
Let's talk about these 12. We got Super Meat Boy.
Oh, God. Yep.
There we go. We're done.
Valkyria Chronicles 2. Darksiders. Mass Effect 2. Yep. Mario Galaxy 2. Bayonetta.
X-Nay.
Monster Hunter Tri.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
What?
Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Cool. Yeah.
Halo Reach.
Oh, that was fun.
And Need for Speed. So let's talk about what some of these games can go.
Oh.
So, Travis, you voted for this one, but I think Battlefield Bad Company needs to go.
There's a lot of people that would say, fuck you, but if it's got to go, it's got to go.
You guys in agreement with that? I think it needs to go.
It's a good game.
I think it was a pretty good addition to the FPS genre. I actually played a lot of the single player.
Well, I didn't play any of the single player.
It was pretty good.
I played all multiplayer. But
it was
all
right.
Yeah.
I'd put that out. I'd have five above that for sure.
Yeah, because Jeff had no.
And that's the thing.
Game.
There's got to be five.
It. It's, there's got to be playing the other.
Someone actually put winner next to one of them already.
Yeah, that was me.
let me see. What else can we ditch from this? I have a feeling that Need for Speed is not going to make it.
Got to go.
Yeah.
Bye.
As much as I love this game,
see
easily the best racing game of the year. But yeah, Jeff, I'm sorry, buddy, but Need for Speed's got to go.
No worries.
I was going to vote
at
for
the
it,
same
but somebody
time,
hit me.
I know
Assassin's
that
Creed Brotherhood can get the fuck out of there.
Get the fuck in. No. We're going to have to talk, sir.
No, we can have this talk.
Let's do it.
Go.
This is what we're here for.
Go? It was one of the better games that came out this year. Done.
Are there five games on this list that are better? Because from what I'm
for
looking
me,
at,
no.
There are...
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, no. There are not better games.
Than Assassin's Creed Brotherhood?
There are a couple, but there's not five games. For me, there are not five games that are better than Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Because I can't really speak because I haven't played Brotherhood.
I'm sorry, there are only two games. For me, there were only two games that are better than Assassin's Creed.
All right, okay, so we'll keep Assassin's Creed Brotherhood in there for now. So
we'll keep it for now.
We'll do
two
games.
I'm gonna suck it up, and I'm going to take Valkyria Chronicles out.
Well, hold on.
Whoa.
Because I know that you guys aren't going to let that shit stay.
Well, it might, but hold on, Travis, what are your two games above Assassin's Creed that you
I'm
want to
so
say
proud
above
there? You just okay, feel bad about walloping me earlier.
Okay, so my two games that would be above Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption and Mass Effect 2.
Okay, so what would you put right under it?
Right under it?
Yeah.
I would put, let's see, Super Meat Boy and Bayonetta.
Okay. I would put Bayonetta for sure above Assassin's Creed. And I never played Brotherhood, but is that just more of a re-enhancement of Assassin's Creed 2, more or less?
Where I'm not going in this conversation. This is just another Street Fighter conversation with you. It is a separate retail release, and it even comes equipped with a multiplayer, which is arguably good.
No. That's totally different.
Here's the thing, Jeff.
No,
I don't think you and I have the ability to comment on the extension of the storyline of Assassin's Creed. Brotherhood.
No, not at all.
So, yeah, and it completely
and that's the thing. It's
continues.
Like in reality, Assassin's
it's a pure
Creed,
new single player campaign with a new multiplayer.
Yep.
Here's kind of my thought on it. It's like Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I'm not going to deny that it is a great game because, mm-hmm. I mean, even if it plays, even though it plays just like Assassin's Creed 2, right? Assassin's Creed 2 played really good. The gameplay was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was fun. But in reality, does it have a shot at winning right now? No. Based on the four people that are on this podcast.
Okay. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood versus Monster Hunter Tri, the four of us.
Realistically,
well, Monster Hunter Tri,
does anything that's not Mass Effect have any shot of winning anything? I'm going to go ahead and be a man and fucking say it. Does anything have a shot against it?
Thanks
I'm
for
about,
tuning in this week.
I'm
yeah,
about,
seriously. It's like,
I'm
all
about,
right,
no,
cool.
That's not just us. That's anywhere. So I'm just saying I would at least love to have Assassin's Creed get its props. Because
on
it
the
is,
top five.
It deserves its
so
place there.
On the top five, would he give it? Okay, Monster Hunter Tri. Jason's played it. Chris has played it. I never played either of them. So I really...
See, here's the thing. I understand that you're going to say that about Monster Hunter
Tri. And we already
Tri.
Have listeners that are coming that have their listeners
but
pick saying
if,
the same
if
exact
we,
thing.
If we have Monster Hunter Tri on the top five list, that means that Mario Galaxy would have to be there too because that was our Wii game of the year.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No. Not necessarily.
It just means that my opinion is, you know, greater than
No, I do.
If it was, you'd
that.
Still be on the podcast every week, but you're not.
I'm just choosing my battles. That's all.
Yeah, I get you.
I do agree with that. I do agree.
Yeah. There's two Wii games on this list. If one of them is going to be here, it should be
Mario Galaxy.
Okay, so Galaxy or Assassin's Creed Brotherhood?
Oh, I would definitely say Assassin's Creed.
This sucks because none of us have played Assassin's Creed.
I did.
Well,
Jason and I have played it.
Yeah.
I didn't like what it played. I thought it was, well, I mean, just based on what I played.
And it's a shame with this.
Let me give
Jason,
you a soundboard.
Did you play Assassin's Creed 2 at all?
Yeah. And I did like it an awful lot, actually. I didn't play it to completion or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun. But in 3, it took me an awful long time just to get to the point where
it
felt like.
It.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed 2.
And sadly enough, and even in your defense, Jason, it actually takes, and if there's anything I need to take away from Assassin's Creed, is that it takes about 6 hours into the actual single-player campaign to get completely every feature that is
into
available, like getting your assassins that you can just call on to attack other people with you and everything. You know, so it sucks that it takes that long for you to get the full experience of the game. But still, when you get there, it's awesome. Like, when you're sitting here in past Assassin's Creed games, when you're, like, you know, jumping off a rooftop saying, okay, how am I going to get this fucking guy?
Yeah.
How am I going to get this guy to walk away from his bodyguards to get him by himself? But in this game, you have that extra layer of strategery to sit here and say, okay, well, I can call on my assassins and, you know, take out, you know, okay, and, you know, you make the call, and then all of a sudden, one of your assassins, just out of the blue, jumps out of a bale of hay, grabs the bodyguard, and the next thing you know, boom, your target's slim pickings.
Yeah.
Like, it's so satisfying to see these guys come out of nowhere, kill the guys you want to kill, and then bam, your target's right there available for you. It's super satisfying, and it sucks that you didn't get there, because Jason, I really do feel that you would have enjoyed that, because right now, console-wise, there's no game that does that. And it's really, really fun.
But do the work for you?
What's that?
Do
essentially, like, if you target the guy and then get your assassins to go for him, yeah, you could essentially have them go, if the guy's by himself, yeah. But if there's 12 guys around, thing, no, you can't do that.
I know we struck off Need for Speed, but when I look at Assassin's Creed, it advances the series in a better way. It did everything better.
Yep.
But Need for Speed, this is why, like, I know apparently we just threw it off the list, but I felt that reinvented the series, not reinvented it, so to speak, but brought it back to its roots, which basically made it count again. It was like, here it is. This Need for Speed done right, like, done by Criterion, fucking awesome.
Let me tell you my issue with that, man. All right, let me tell you my issue with that. When I was playing Need for Speed, even though I was enjoying myself that Tuesday night, I was sitting there telling myself, I wish this was another Burnout game. Because I like Burnout way better than Need for Speed. I've always liked Burnout better than Need for Speed.
Wasn't that Burnout that we played?
No, that wasn't, actually. Oh, believe it or not, it was Need for Speed.
Burnout for Speed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Burnout for Speed. I'm teasing.
But yeah, I wanted to play Burnout. I was like, oh, I wish I was wrecking more cars than just chasing cars.
See, I knew when I was playing Hot Pursuit, it felt just like the other Hot Pursuit games that I loved so much.
I don't think Hot Pursuit. I think it played more like it played closer to a Burnout game, and I was like, man, I wish this was full out Burnout.
Did you play the other Hot Pursuit games on PS2?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
and they were fun. But I was like, Burnout.
And that one felt exactly like the other Hot Pursuit games, in my opinion. It felt the feel of the game was the same. I mean, there were some Burnout like
it was traces, all it was but, all Burnout except for the fact that it wasn't about striking the other car. It was about catching.
I don't know, man.
No, it was Hot Pursuit to me. It was definitely Hot Pursuit.
It was Hot Pursuit
game.
With a hint of Burnout.
Yeah, I agree.
In my eyes, like,
but regardless,
yeah. Because it's already stricken from the thing. As much as I love
Need for Speed, as much as I love that game, I think that there's better games out there this year.
Okay, so let's move
on. Well, I know
on.
There's no hope in hell for
what
Reach
other,
staying on
what
top
other
five,
games?
So let's fucking, you know what, we'll take Assassin's Creed over Reach. Fucking
racing
do
games
it.
Just never count.
I don't agree with that, but I mean...
All right. Well, I
know
that
bias plays such a huge fucking role in this.
No shit.
I feel like I'm the only one giving up my entries. I have a feeling Darksiders
Need for Speed is one of my top games of fucking year.
That's true.
Like,
I have a feeling that Darksiders is not going to survive up here.
No, keep that shit on there now. I'd rather drop Reach and Darksiders, to be honest.
Wow.
Reach is, I think, the best Halo game, but I don't think it's... Darksiders is a better new IP and better game I felt released this year than Reach was.
All right, as much as
but
I'm going to get...
I don't think Assassin's Creed belongs on this. I really don't.
Jason is going to hit that button. Jason's going to hit that button. But when it comes to platform games, as much as I love Super Meat Boy, I think Mario Galaxy is a better platforming game.
I agree.
What?
See, I'm going to take it. Sorry,
I agree.
Yeah, dude, I'm hitting that button with Jason. I actually... I like Super Mario Galaxy 2 was my Wii game of the year, but... Super Meat Boy basically reinvented that genre for me. Like, this brought it back. Like, dude,
platforming genre. They're two different platformers. Like, you can't even put them in the same genre. They're both platformers.
They're,
one's 2D
they're both
and one's
our game
3D.
Of the year, so they're in the same mix. So I'm looking at it more of like... Galaxy 2 is Galaxy 1 with new levels and refinements. Same thing, I'll go with Street Fighter. That's cool. Super Meat Boy is something that has not been done right in a very long time, and kind of came out of nowhere
and nailed it.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That,
like,
shit
that
back,
platforming
right?
is
or
fucking
2D
perfect.
Brought it back from like it's 2D.
So,
I mean, is it safe to say that Mario, like Galaxy 2, is pretty much like the greatest example of 3D platforming, and Meat Boy is the best example of 2D platforming to date?
Okay, so which one is the better game of the so Mario Galaxy 1, did you really enjoy that game a lot?
Yeah. Oh shit, yeah.
I did too.
Quite yeah. It was a great, great fucking game.
Yeah.
Was Galaxy 2 did that much different and Super Meat Boy something that kinda new. I wouldn't say you know what? Fuck it. It is fucking pretty damn new. That's like in the last like
Nobody's seen anything like that in like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a decade. Like, no one's seen it like for a long fucking time. So you're seeing something of the same a year later. Or something you haven't seen in 10 years.
But Mass Effect,
right.
gameplay wise is still Mass Effect 1. I mean,
I don't know if I agree with that.
No, I don't know.
They changed a lot. There's more of a change from Mass Effect 1 to Mass Effect 2 than there's from Galaxy 1.
No. Basic gameplay of what you're doing in terms of the dialogue system and then how the three,
Back on topic.
I mean, you're still. I mean, it's everybody's game of the year, like all over the fucking industry. But aside from the fact that they changed the inventory system and they made it more, they made it a little more shootery, but the game still plays similar.
Shootery.
Mm-hmm.
The game still plays. Does it still play similar?
Yeah.
When you're in the heat of battle, it plays similar.
Yeah, but see, the biggest difference is that Mass Effect 2 works. Mass Effect 1 didn't.
Don't say it didn't fucking work, because that was still a lot of people's game of the year.
Yeah, it was. Mass Effect and you know why? Awesome. But the thing is, like, Mass Effect 1 was great, and the gameplay felt great. Once you got all your fucking stats up, you had to, like, max out your sniper rifle so you weren't doing, like, the shaky shit the whole time. You had to max out all your stuff so you were actually able to shoot someone.
I never did any of that, and I still loved it. I will never say that I didn't like Mass Effect 1.
The reason I'm saying that...
My point is that the gameplay in Mass Effect 2 is miles above
Let
the gameplay
clarify,
in Mass Effect 1.
Let me clarify, though. I'm just saying that whether a game is... Oh, it's new, it's a refresh, doesn't make it a better game than one or the other. Mm-hmm. Like...
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I do believe we were talking about Super Meat Boy.
That's what I'm saying. So,
Super Mario?
And Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
Again. We have to eliminate one or the other. So,
I will never be on another show or produce another video.
You're a liar.
I will do jack shit.
You're a liar.
If Super Meat Boy gets off this list by Super Mario Galaxy. I'm just saying.
I would easily drop because
I just already told you Bayonetta and Super Meat Boy are my picks. I would drop Mario Galaxy.
Oh, okay. Well, then we shouldn't be having this conversation then.
Okay.
Yeah. Done.
All right. So that's another one of my picks that goes out the window.
I'm sorry, dude.
I've lost four now. That's awesome.
I've lost two, dude. Monster Hunter Tri was like three picks.
I've lost two.
I lost Battlefield. What the fuck ever.
Okay, you need to lose one more. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood gone.
Oh, that's fair.
It's basically
we all have to pick our favorite game to get rid of. Apparently,
okay, it's Assassin's Creed Brotherhood versus Darksiders, as far as I see.
In terms of this, this is fair.
What we've been talking about for a while. No, but I mean, okay, Travis. Honestly, you gonna pick Assassin's Creed over Red Dead?
Over Red Dead?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Okay, Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Ooh. And you definitely will over Darksiders.
I got a soundboard.
And you definitely will over.
Mm.
Okay, this is going to get interesting then.
Yeah.
We can
do arm wrestling.
There are a ton of... Look, check it out. All right, straight up. There are a ton of people that arm wrestle for Darksiders. There are a ton of people that have my fucking back over... No, go
well,
back
that's
to the
fine. This
listener.
Isn't other people, though,
but
dude.
It's,
this
it's
is
beside
our game
the point.
The
I'm just saying that you want me to defend my cause. Yeah, that's the point. I'm the only one that played this fucking game ad nauseum. All right? So everybody, you want me to defend it? I have more in-disc listener picks on this fucking laptop right here that says I like Assassin's Creed 2 as well. Yeah. No one says fucking Darksiders. Yes, I think Assassin's Creed deserves to be on this goddamn list.
This isn't
list.
Our listener game of the year.
I don't give a fuck. You want me to defend my fucking cause? There it is.
But don't defend it by other people picking what their game of the year is. So what? You liked it more? Because Chris and I for sure can say we love the fuck out of Darksiders. I play that ad nauseum. I played through that game almost like twice complete. So your point's moot there.
I don't think it's moot at all. It's me against three people that like this game, or two people and one person who kind of like the game. So yeah, I think I need to pull out any stop I can find. So
okay, so then Jason's the outside person, what would he pick over Darksiders? He played both.
I had it number three.
Number three.
Behind Red Dead and Mass Effect, who are two shoo-ins. Like. Mm-hmm.
Very true. Oh, this is a tough call.
See, I consider Bayonetta a shoo-in as well. So now we've got basically, it's down to
Meat Boy,
Darksiders, and Assassin's Creed.
To get kicked.
Yeah. One of those has to get kicked.
And Jason loves Meat Boy. So it basically comes down to Jason. Whether
Jason
or not
loves
like
Meat Boy, Jeff and
Assassin's
I
Creed.
And Jason love Darksiders.
Not even for the sake of, like, you know, Brotherhood will I give up Super Meat Boy.
Darksiders or Assassin's Creed, which one would you rather play?
Me?
Which one was you? Me, did you say?
No, me? Were you asking
me? Yeah, you.
Because
Chris and I will obviously pick Darksiders.
This is tough because I did not play enough of Part 3.
Assassin's Creed. Yeah.
To give a fair judgment. I mean, like I said, I played like 2 hours of it, and the 2 hours that I did play, I did not like. I actually felt insulted in a couple instances.
Mm. It's a lot of rehash. It really is.
It's tough. Whereas with Darksiders, I immediately got, I don't know. Oh, ho-ho! So I'm going to go have a cigarette. Right
Jason's going to get punched again. Travis
this time by Travis.
I don't want to get punched by two podcast mates.
I'm sorry, Jason.
No, for real.
I really wish I played Brotherhood before this whole thing. But.
If I'm being absolutely real, and Travis is probably going to... let me give him this board. I bought Darksiders twice, even though I only paid $10 for it the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have serious issues with Darksiders in certain aspects.
Okay, Assassin's Creed's off. Let's go ahead and vote.
Oh, see, now shit's getting personal. Fuck. I bought Darksiders for my son, if that's any.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted him to love me. So, yeah.
I don't know. It may be. I mean, here's my other thought on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hate it. I didn't hate it, but I was not very pleased with the first Assassin's Creed. Okay. No, second Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed.
Right. I know it's a given. Second Assassin's Creed. I.
That's pretty damn good.
I thousand out of a thousand to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes.
You caught every fucking feather.
I got every feather in that game. Brotherhood. It seemed like it was too early. And it wasn't enough of a gameplay change for me to jump on it at that particular moment. I'm gonna play it, no doubt. I'm gonna play it, and I will probably love the fuck out of it.
But you played the shit right out now, of Valkyria, which was the same shit, just more missions. It was the same shit, more missions. I'm not saying it's bad.
Did you play it? No, you didn't play it.
It's the same shit.
Did you play it? Travis's argument is the same as yours.
It's the same as yours. It's the same argument as yours.
I played it, and it's a lot of the same shit.
But it's good.
Yeah.
But here's my point, though. And I'm not saying that there's something wrong with that. My point is that Darksiders is a new IP that broke in out of nowhere, and granted, it did a lot of things that are similar in other games. It's creating its own new franchise. And that's my main reason for pulling for Darksiders.
I'm with you right there, basically. Because I like my Assassin's Creeds, but...
I do, too. It's good fun. It's good fun.
Yeah,
Metro 2033 was its own... started a brand new franchise, but it's not on my Game of the Year, and I still loved it. So
one, sir? I'm
just spitting out games.
But you didn't have that on your top five.
I'm just saying that just because a game starts its own intellectual property doesn't make it
enough
more
for us
better,
to enjoy it that much.
Better of a game of the year than the other.
It's
just because you didn't play it. That's it. That's what makes me mad. Just because you did not play it, a game that obviously other people are like, well, of course this is a shoe-in for a top five.
And it's number six out of the all of these titles that we've got.
12.
So it's the first loser out of our top.
It's the first loser out of this list of 12 fan fucking tastic games that are on this list.
Unacceptable. I don't appreciate
the first
your
loser.
It is the first
your
loser.
Fake positive reinforcement. Okay, Assassin's Creed's fucking out. I want people to write in and say bullshit. Thanks. Animated, and I'm looking at you.
That's cool.
I want bullshit.
Yeah, that was.
If I get at least two people call bullshit, I'm
back
happy.
In. We'll do the show.
What if we get three people saying Darksiders deserves to be in there?
It's not going to happen. Write it down. It is not going to happen.
Write it down. All right.
I know two people on Indus will agree with that.
As if I have to ask, Travis, number five.
Oh, we're still doing this thing?
Yes, we're still doing this thing.
He's already on.
I've already marked it, so just go ahead and say it. What?
Number five.
Darksiders.
There you go.
There we go.
Jason.
Ouch. Oh, fuck. That's a lot of really good games on this list.
Yeah, these are five fantastic games. This list was a list of 12 fantastic games. There's no doubt. But we had to break it down.
Oh, my God.
I think I know what Jason's number five is going to be.
What do you think it is?
I think it's going to be Red Dead just because you haven't played too much of it.
Oh, no. Actually, I was going to say Darksiders.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Good. Fuck that game.
Yep.
And its stupid ass.
Jeff, what do you say, man?
Super Meat Boy.
Fuck you! Oh, damn. This is tough for me because even though I didn't play a whole lot of Red Dead, I acknowledge the fact that it's something that I would want to play. I'm going to say Meat Boy 2. Travis had to reach over and hit that.
There it is. That was for Jason.
Oh, man. All right. Number four.
Travis.
Let's see. Super Meat Boy.
Jeff.
It wasn't number five.
Number four is going to go to Red Dead Redemption.
Jason.
Yo.
Number four.
Darksiders.
You said Darksiders already, dude.
I know. I got Red Dead Redemption.
And I'm going to say...
Can I say that this game has completely fucked up my list?
What, Red Dead?
Yeah, for real. Because I only started playing it, like, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
But I've completely fell in love with it. It's so
yeah,
good.
I mean, and that's the good. Thing. I mean, I only played that hour that you saw of it, but while I was playing it, I can definitely appreciate the quality the game of the game that's there.
There's a lot of quality, a lot of polish.
Yeah, it can be argued that it is a Western GTA, but you know what? You turn that around, and they've made a lot of streamlined improvements and refinements to the GTA formula that make this game worthy of being on this list.
Wholeheartedly.
And the thing, and I mean, one of the things that really impressed me was the, I mean, all right, Jeff, one of the missions that I played on Jason's game, mm-hmm. was basically a mission where I had to go in and save someone from being assassinated.
Okay. And was one of the main story quests?
It was one of the main story quests, yeah. And, you know, I got to mess with, like, how, like, the accuracy of, like, the sniping and just the, like, the combat in general. And I was really impressed at how easily I was able to headshot motherfuckers from high up. It felt really good. So, I mean, that alone, you know, makes me agree with you guys that this game should be on this list.
Well, when you were not killing the actual hostage.
When I was not killing the actual hostage, right. Yeah.
Okay, Chris, just shoot.
I gotta say, shoot. Chris had some great, like, bad moments.
Yeah, it was actually like the first time that I tried the mission, I there were three guys that I saw that were around the dude I was trying to save, and I shot the two that were furthest away. And then the thing is that it takes. I was using the what is it called?
The Deadeye mode.
Yeah. So I'm using the Deadeye mode, and it takes him so fucking long to reload the sniper rifle.
Yeah,
they're like shoot. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking shoot.
So he's sitting there hitting the trigger.
I'm hitting the trigger like crazy, and it's just not going off. And all of a sudden, when he finally decided to reload, and the trigger decided to fire a bullet, the dude I was trying to shoot moved out of the way, and I hit my fucking hostage. I was like, are you serious?
And it's like the Deadeye mode went off at that exact moment, yeah. And he moved out of the way, and I shot the guy I was trying to
save. It was almost as good as the horse carriage nosedive he took off the cliff. Yeah, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Good shit.
What do you do there?
It was awesome.
But in my defense, on the very next try, I completed that mission without a problem.
That is not an easy mission.
I completed that mission without a problem. So
good stuff. Well, besides diving off a cliff, yeah.
Yeah. That being said, I am going to give I am going to put Red Dead as number 4 on this list.
All right.
So,
God, out of nowhere.
Yeah,
for me.
Same here. I mean,
I honestly thought when we were going to bring Jason back on, like on for this show, I thought that would be his one no. That's I thought he would want to put something in there instead of Red Dead.
No, yeah,
loved it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about number 3. Travis, what do you got for number 3?
Number 3?
It's pretty simple. Assassin's Creed. Bro, it's not on there. Shit.
Oh.
What's left? I mean...
Bayonetta, Darksiders.
Yeah, Bayonetta.
All right. Jason, what you got?
What are we... For real, what do we have left?
Beforehand.
We got Mass
Effect. You have Super Meat Boy. You have Super Meat Boy, Bayonetta, and Mass Effect.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to look back at my original list here. Oh, Bayonetta. Wow. I'm such a douche.
Jeff?
Darksiders.
And I'm going to say Bayonetta. Number 2, Travis.
We've completely lost Travis. He's just like...
Red Dead Redemption, I don't care. Move on.
I don't care. I'm going Bayonetta for number 2.
Super Meat Boy. Was not my game of the year.
No shit.
Yeah. This is... Yeah. But
the last 35 minutes have been...
And of course
so
I'm doing Darksiders.
And so that basically means...
That all of us agree that Mass Effect 2 is game of the year.
I would not say moot. There was some pretty good discussion in all of this.
I actually...
I know that you were let down with Aspro, but...
Mm.
There was some good discussion.
All right. Do we want to talk about what this ended up being?
It was Mass Effect, man.
Well, Mass Effect 2 is the game.
Yeah, Mass Effect 2 is easily, it got the perfect score.
I don't suppose anyone wants to talk about how good it is. You've been playing it recently.
Yeah, I didn't talk about it in my distractions because it's something that we talked about again ad nauseum. But like, I'm in the middle of replaying it. Like, I'm like 14 hours into a second game of this, and it's totally refreshing. Like, for a game to come out in, January?
Yeah.
And it has stuck with us. Like, we still, like...
Oh, fuck. We talked about it almost every episode.
Every other month, we're like, oh, guys, Mass Effect, wasn't that so good? Like, and just, it was so good that even after, you know, we were here recording our Mass Effect special... I wasn't fulfilled because I was like, we recorded for like 3.5 hours. I'm like, there's so much I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we missed so much stuff.
And the thing is that, like, they've released, like, significant DLC.
Shadow Broker.
Yeah, Shadow Broker, and, you know.
That's awesome.
They released a whole other character. I mean, they
what's her name? Like, Kasumi or something
Kasumi,
like that?
Kasumi, yes. Yeah.
Apparently, the
content itself wasn't very good, but the character's all right. And then they had another one. Another big
was it
DLC.
Overlord or Overlord. Overdrive? Overlord?
It was a Geth DLC. So.
And they put all that shit on sale for 200 points each, and I grabbed all of them. I still have to go back and play them, though. Yeah.
And some people complain about the story, how all it is you recruiting characters and building them up.
But that's kind of the point, because look how
much people felt like shit when those characters died.
Yeah,
now imagine
and
the
look
characters
how well
that
they developed those characters.
Yeah, when they carry that to 3... When it becomes like your squad, and then something happens, it's going to be like multiplied by that much. Like it's like I think they did a great job with that. The character development, fucking awesome. You actually cared about every character. Sure, the grand scheme of the story in 2 wasn't like huge and amazing, but I think they did a great job with.
Well, two overall was a bridge. Look, all I'm worried about.
Exactly.
I just want to end
building up your shit. What happens in 3?
I just want to end up with my sweet, sweet Ashley. That's all I need, Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, if you look back at the, just the entire game is very formulaic. You know, you could tell exactly what was going on from day one.
And that's the thing, but that didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
What mattered is what the it's the way it is, the journey and how well they developed those characters. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could argue how many characters in that game could you argue that like best new character in a game? Cool. I mean, I can tell
I'm with
like
you, I'm with a ton you, of yeah. those characters, like those characters, Morden for yeah. sure.
Morden for sure. Yeah. For sure, Morden.
On my second playthrough,
dude, I want to party with Morden.
On my second playthrough, what I've been doing was focus on the characters that I did not focus on my first playthrough. So I've been really focusing on talking a lot with Morden. Good. And actually, I didn't talk a lot with Garrus in my first playthrough.
Garrus is an interesting character too.
I'm talking a lot with Jacob. I'm talking a lot with Bob. I mean, like, it gets to a point like, later on in the game when you're talking more with Jacob, like, you do, like, these very, very, like, urban, like, handshakes and, like, and everything. Like, a lot of cool shit like that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I missed this in the first game. There's like, so much shit.
There's so much detail totally to each of the, like, the relationships between, with, between your Shepherd and each one of the characters that, that builds. And, they, like, specifically, like, and monotonously to an extent, like drew out these relationships with these characters. And that's what really makes this game great.
Right. I appreciated that. And you know what? On top of that, you know, another improvement is the combat, just the gameplay in another.
And that's what I was getting at before. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I understand that Travis was saying that the basic concept of the combat was the same, but there are so many things that they improved. And granted, it's still not top notch like your third person shooter like Gears or Vanquish or, you know, even Uncharted.
Well, Vanquish isn't that far off. It's kind of similar.
Well, they improve like how you map your powers, how you use the powers and everything. Like they tweaked that a little bit. Like they had like some quick buttons that you could fool around with, so your favorite powers can be like.
And I would go as far as to say is in a circumstance where you had, you know, like as much gunplay as there was in that game, plus you had these like interesting and, you know, and unique powers that your Shepherd could have, and the fact that you controlled the powers that your squad mates had, I would think that this combat system is probably way ahead of its time and for what it does. I mean, if you just look at just the third person shooter aspect of it, then granted, it's probably not going to live up to things like Gears and Vanquish, but when you look at everything that it's doing, it's doing a ton of shit right.
I wouldn't say it's behind Gears at all. Yeah. I think it's on par, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I
was going to say it was a really good, like, in-between.
It's really good shooting.
That gap between, you know, like, you know.
Because Vanquish is pretty close. Because Vanquish is the same thing. It's like you have your opponent there with a life bar above it. If you hit him in the head, it takes off more. If you hit him in the body, it kind of goes down, which is kind of what Mass Effect did.
Yeah,
and I think. And Gears was the same thing, just to have any kind of visual notification of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Yeah, I'd go with in between because it still felt like the combat flowed better in something like
Gears. Oh, it totally did.
I would agree.
And it also helped that it wasn't like cookie cutter levels like in Mass Effect 1.
That was one of the things that drove me nuts in the first one. The most
minor side mission that you just stumble upon when you're scanning planets, no matter what, when you go to that level, it was a unique experience, no matter what. Like nothing was duplicated whatsoever, and that's appreciated. Because
and again, when we
that's one of the biggest crimes against video games. Like the same shit over and over again. Yeah. And Mass Effect didn't do that once.
Yeah,
in Mass the Effect entire 40-hour experience, didn't do it once.
When we had the special, but Mass Effect 2, a whole lot of us had a totally different experience, not only based on what we played Mass Effect 2, but how we brought our save character from Mass Effect 1, which was pretty crazy. Yeah. Like, I mean, Travis got his hard on for Ashley, and I was like, fucking, what? Ashley, really?
That's my bitch.
Yeah. The fact that they were able to pull off what they did.
I respect my bitch.
I mean, it's crazy. I am so...
They delivered on that.
I am so looking forward to Mass Effect 3 and what they have to deliver for me, considering that, you know, I was so, like, I was so thorough about doing all of the loyalty missions and just making sure all my shit was taken care of, buying all the weapons, and I actually got through that game and everybody fucking survived. I cannot wait to see what happens in 3.
And I'm actually kind of glad. I mean, I was sad when it happened, but I'm really interested to see that I lost two people.
To see how that's going to happen.
And you know what?
And that's what I'm looking forward to is that conversation that ends up happening that you know is going to happen.
Yeah.
At later December this year, when we start talking about Mass Effect 3, we're going to have that conversation.
Game of the year 2011. No. Can we say it?
Spec 3, there we go.
There it is.
We'll see you in 2012.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, people that only have PS3s, when this game comes out, it would be a sin to not buy this game.
Yeah.
It would be a sin. You really need to check it out. It is fantastic. And it is just, I mean, just a beautiful piece of art, I think, when it comes to video games.
All four of us are in complete and total agreement, Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Our game of the year.
All agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very rare that we get to a point like this. So,
all the arguing we did this last 40 minutes was for no. Ah, damn it.
Just to get him on the list.
It's for a good reason.
It's for a good reason, yeah.
Because you can't play Mass Effect 2 all year, so.
Yeah.
Gotta play some other
stuff. Exactly.
Right,
gotta play Street Fighter.
Gotta play Street Fighter.
So we have. I want to do something. What do we got? How are we doing with time right now?
I'm ready.
Time right now, we're in terms of actual time or
no, like show time. What do we got?
We're like 3 hours,
4 hours.
Oh fuck me,
3 hours.
Yeah.
All right.
What time you got to work tomorrow?
I don't have
time.
Zero. One sentence. I want one sentence.
Let us keep doing
on the honorable mentions that we've got here. One sentence about what is great about this game and why people should play it.
Right. Honorable mentions not on the top five, right?
Yes. Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. You want an intriguing story, something that you can continue on to the next game and just enjoy the characters, enjoy the plot line. Really, I mean, arguably, good platforming, great combat, improved combat system, and just a good fun time for 40 hours and a good time if you're a collector whore. If you're a collector whore, it's your jam. So go for it.
Jeff, Halo Reach.
No, I'm actually going to go Need for Speed.
Oh, well, I mean, Reach was your nomination, so you do Reach too.
No, Reach? Well, yeah. Reach, I think, is the best. It is the definitive Halo game, for sure. That is, like, if you're going to pick up any Halo game, you're just getting into the series, pick up that one, because in regards to where it fits into the series, it's number one. So you might as well start with that, and it's the best one.
I will add to that.
And multiplayer, they refined so much. And it's
I will great. Add to that that even if you are a beginner in the Halo series, like I am, and you play Halo, you play multiplayer with a bunch of your friends, you're going to have a blast.
Yep.
Even if you get a little salty at one point, you're going to have a blast.
And but
you
Chris can, doesn't do that. No
you
can,
I don't do that ever, no.
I got to say, as much as I love right it, you cannot do that with Call of Duty.
No.
Someone who's not a fan of first-person shooters cannot jump into that game and say, I had a good time.
Yeah.
But you can do that.
I walked Tuesday night after IndieStream. I went home, and I was like, I had a fucking blast.
Yeah.
I had a fucking blast. I play. We were playing with
Halo 3 or whatever, but.
No, well, we played with Jason, and we played with Jeff, and we played with Glenn,
Lunatic,
Aces, you know, we had some other people join us, and it was just a downright good time, so.
There you go.
Battlefield Bad Company 2, Travis.
Battlefield Bad Company 2. Okay, it's first-person shooter, but if you, man, we had such, Jeff, okay.
When we did play this, it was a lot of fun.
Me and Jeff played this game.
Me,
Jeff, and Rekin played this game. All right, and there's a game where there's four different sections of the map.
Yeah.
And what happens is the point is you if you're on the offensive, you have to get to the first person on the
map,
destroy two bomb points, and move on to the next. Destroy two bomb points until you go into the last level and you destroy those 2 points, and then boom, you won the rush mode. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we were on defense, and me, Jeff, and Rekin were in one squad.
Yeah.
And we defended the first level.
That
and
shit
it's
down.
Almost impossible to not have the offense take the first spot. But we sat there, and we defended that first section. And I think you, and Rekin total, we had like maybe 7 or 8 kills.
Everybody else
was like racking in all the kills. Well, we were sitting there defending that spot, and that offensive team did not capture that first section of the map. That was the most saddest. After that match was done, Jeff, we were like, oh my god, this is like one of
the
greatest moments.
That was the most that ever talked in a first, like, like total communication.
Communication,
like, it wasn't even,
like
just shooting the shit. It was like, all right, Rican, where are you at? I'm over here. All right, cool. You're looking out. There's a helicopter dropping over here. So you see it? Yeah, I see it. I got him. And then
was,
like, Travis, where are you at? It was same.
Yeah, it was the best example of teamwork and just fun I've ever had in a first-person shooter this year, period.
It was a lot of fun.
If you want that kind of experience, play Battlefield. Play with friends, though. Definitely play with friends. Get in a squad and have a great time. Mm-hmm. I had a smile on my face the entire time I was playing it. Whereas with Call of Duty, as much as I love it, I will bitch and complain and curse at that screen.
Nice.
I never did that once with Bad Company, and I played it for about a good month straight. And it was such a good time.
Man. Cool. Yeah, it was fun.
Love that game.
All right. Jeff, Need for Speed.
Reinvention of a series that has been dead for a while to people who have played Hot Pursuit. And it's got that little bit of hint of Burnout, so people who are familiar with Burnout will fucking love it, and people who like Need for Speed will also freaking love it, and the online is awesome. So
I have nothing to add. That was perfect.
Chris?
It was short, yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
Valkyria Chronicles 2.
Oh, shit. Take everything you know about Valkyria Chronicles for the PS3. Shrink it down to PSP. add new classes, new units, and add a shit ton of missions that you can replay if you need to level up. Add downloadable missions, add character-based missions to gain loyalty and gain new potentials, and you have yourself one game that is going to take you anywhere between 50 and 80 hours to complete, and it is going to have you engaged the entire fucking time.
If you love nothing else in life other than Valkyrie Chronicles, you will love Valkyrie Chronicles.
Don't punch him, please. Don't punch him.
Oh, shit.
Jason.
Jason's going to be missing a tooth next.
Probably.
Monster Hunter Tri.
A perfect blend of, solo, gameplay where you're, just, hunting, gathering, all on your lonesome. And then the epic fucking huge monster battles, that you play co-op.
And that is not
an understatement.
An understatement. That is an actual
that you would
correct version of using that word.
And totally.
But are you just hacking at their legs though?
No, not at all.
Cool.
You're setting traps, you're setting baits,
nice.
Just exactly what Travis was talking about with, co-op play, mm-hmm. defending that base, right? That co-op moment, where you're working as a fucking team. That's exactly what I want out of a co-op, online game experience, and I get that with Monster Hunter. But at the same time, I'm kind of antisocial as well, so I like to kind of,
Well, good thing you're playing on the Wii.
Yeah, yep. I'm a sucker for a good single-player experience, too.
So I think it's got both. So,
and what we can add to that
it's
is...
such an improvement to the other games and the genre, so... great game.
What we
great
can
game.
Add to that is badass fucking equipment.
Yeah, oh yeah, for real.
Loots, yo.
We got fat loots. Grow your own loots.
That's
make
right.
your own loots.
Yes. And cats that fight for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Huge bonus.
Marvel Galaxy 2.
I think that's me, right?
Probably.
Sure.
There's really not much that I need to say about this game. It is the epitome of 3D platforming.
Agreed.
It is the absolute best 3D platformer there is out there, and I will have words with anybody who disagrees.
Like, we have extra process for Meat Boy to making it the only downloadable and kind of independent game on our Game of the Year list.
Super Meat Boy is the epitome of 2D platforming. I mean, let's be honest here. It's a fantastic game.
I would beg to differ, actually. It's not the epitome. It's a great example of, when mm-hmm. I think back at, really superb platforming games, like 2D ones, I think back to, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that might be the epitome.
The epitome.
It, 2D
did you like 3 more than World?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, there's tons more options in there.
I definitely played 3 more than World. But
there are more options.
I liked all the suits in 3.
Yeah, the suits were
really cool.
I just found more challenge in Mario World, and I think
Mario World was
it.
A little bit more challenging.
And they had the special world.
Yeah. I don't think that came out this year though.
No.
But SMB3.
Actually, it did in Super Mario Bros. All-Star.
That's true.
Right.
Well, that would have been a contender, I think. Yeah. Jeff?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Was it more of the same? No. I mean, was it an expansion?
Super Meat Boy, you know, brought back that old 2D, like, you know, really kind of frustrating, challenging 2D gameplay, you know. But what really, really absolutely impressed me, you know, with the game is that it ramped up so subtly, you know. And it never... You said before that I was like, what, I'm the platforming guy? I am so fucking not. I get so frustrated with the games.
He has
super
the fucking Jason mode for a reason.
Right, exactly. Right. But this game kept me going level after level. You know, whenever I would die, it never gave me the opportunity to get frustrated.
Right.
No, because you know? It was...
They nailed so much shit.
The mechanics are perfect.
The mechanics, the platforming...
And no loading does wonders.
Oh,
no
my goodness.
Great. Well, that's what's great. They made something that would generally be so frustrating.
It was like Trials.
And they made it entertaining.
No, they made it accessible.
And entertaining.
They made it accessible and entertaining.
Because once you actually completed it, you saw all of your previous
that's
attempts
the entertaining part,
go
that
off
was,
at the same time.
That's the nice
and
brand.
It was hilarious because there's that one buzzsaw, and you just see like 18 of the dudes go... Shit was funny as hell.
They continuously made you better at the game, and I think that's so hard to fucking nail in games nowadays. You know, mm-hmm. It's either you have different spectrums. You know,
I'm with you.
You know, the game's either extremely easy or it's just like completely frustrating to the point where it's just like you don't even want to play it. But it did such a good job of just like gradually bringing you into that difficulty level. Bravo!
Yeah,
masterfully fucking designed levels. I fucking love that game. Oh my god,
it's a great game.
I'm gonna cry right now.
can we just get props to 2010 for a great game?
It was a great year, man. It's
a great year for gamers.
Fuck Super Street Fighter.
My
credit last year.
Fuck that shit. 10 minutes.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do because we're running really, really long
as we
expected. Being four people on our game
show. I didn't think it was
show.
Actually going to go this long. This
we're skipping new releases. We're skipping listener emails. All your listener emails will be either coming next week or in a mailbag show. We're going straight to question of the week.
And keep the endless questions coming because we do have a backlog and we will get to them probably next week as well.
It's going to be an entire episode.
Yeah, we will probably have an endless questions episode at this rate.
Can we have our first like from start to finish drunk episode, just endless questions?
Didn't we already do that? Isn't that this?
Oh, that's this?
Can we do that in this story?
I am so drunk.
Wasn't that episode one?
No.
Episode one. All right, so question of the week. It's the next in the obligatory series. We have to go over our predictions from 2010 and see what we got right and what we got wrong.
That'll be fun.
We get to,
humbling, if you will.
We get to make fun of everybody except for Jeff, because Jeff got everything fucking right.
God damn him.
So question of the week is, what were your
shit against the wall?
Throw enough shit and something is going to stick.
Something's going to stick.
That's right.
Much like you love life.
So, what predictions did you make in 2010 that actually came true? And, if you want to throw out some crazy ones that you made that didn't come true, you can
mind
do that
you,
too.
If you didn't throw one out last year, and you're just going to throw an email out being like, I called this and this, it's not going to count.
Not going to count. Yeah, I do.
We have records and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going back to listen to the last episode that we made predictions. So.
No, we won't.
I will.
No, we won't.
We'll make sure.
I will.
You can answer the question of the week by sending us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail, too. That number is 706-760-4337.
That's like lead.
You know what? I checked, and it's not.
Punch
I like
him.
That. I like that.
Punch him.
That was good.
I'm not going to punch him again. I feel bad enough about the last time. You know, I did not think that I hit him that hard. I feel bad. All right.
I'm still kind of hurting.
You want me to kiss it, make it better?
Kiss look
it.
At him guns.
Kiss it.
Did you punch him below the
you can follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
Follow Indus Pro and Indus Roadie as well, and check out Indus Questions. We've got shit going on over there as well. Follow, check out our.
You forgot Indus Pro.
We're going to talk about that. Check out our Facebook group as well, and hit that like button. We'd appreciate that. That's Interactive Distractions Podcast, and check us out on Cast Medium, where we are now on their main podcast feed. And we want to give we have some props to give up, and I'm going to let Travis do that because he's got more insight on that.
Yeah, in this roadie, just got announced on the Cast Medium podcast. He's officially completely a contributor on castmedium.com. Nice. We hooked him up. He's famous now. He's now officially more famous than us. I checked his Twitter.
Which is not saying much.
I checked his Twitter. He has more followers. That son of a bitch. God.
Yeah, but he is now doing regular contributions to Cast Medium. He is doing posts on our show, as well as another show that we love very much, with it, which is Drunken Gamers Radio.
D-E-R.
So definitely go over there and check out Cast Medium and check out what Nico is doing.
It's an actual street. I almost moved there. Anyway.
But that is all I've got. So what do you guys have before we wrap up and get out of here?
We had a little bit more, actually. Something that we've been doing for a number of weeks.
Yes, I keep forgetting to mention this on the show.
If you guys like hearing stuff, we have just a show for you, especially if you love seeing stuff as well, because we have a show that does both.
That's right.
Ooh. Audio and video.
When does this happen, Jason?
This happens every, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night. What time?
If you guys have the internet,
the interwebs?
Tune into justin.tv/indus. And you will check
I'm
out
sure
our
no
show.
I'm pretty sure no one listens to us has the internet. Just saying.
Probably. But it's shot in the dark. I'm all angles here, Jeff.
They have that.
If you guys tune in about 9 p.m. Eastern, we will be playing some sort of video game.
We try and keep it topical, like something
mostly,
that's released
we'll be
in
reading
the,
a book.
Or we're reading a book. We try and keep it like something that's released in the last week, but sometimes when there isn't something that's worthy of our attention.
Right. We'll play Halo.
We'll play Halo.
I've been kind of a jackass lately, and I'm like, okay, guys, we got to keep it on topic. I want to release these like independently, blah, blah, blah. And then we played Halo last week, and it was like,
well,
all
it's
over
a
the
bad
place,
time.
So.
That's why.
Exactly.
Nothing
yeah,
really
there's
been released.
Not
but
a
you know what?
Ton of stuff going on.
That
next,
was
next
fun.
Next, starting
that,
next month,
that was
be
an awful lot of fun.
It was so, crazy.
So yeah, justin.tv/indus, 9 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday nights. Come on, check it out.
That's
love
right.
It.
Fun stuff.
Good shit.
Cool. All right. Well, that is all we've got. So let's get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review.
Yeah. And if you didn't like it, well, leave a review anyway.
Constructive criticism is welcome.
Just but leave five stars regardless.
Yeah, leave five stars
regardless.
What kind of dickhead leaves 4 stars?
Yeah, right.
God,
what a wasteoid!
Oh,
leave
shit.
Five.
Wasteoid.
Oh, I like it.
I'm so glad this clusterfuck is over.
Thank you, T Canary.
Until next week. My name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Talk to you next week.
Bye.